The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Blog Talk Radio.
Great lineup today, but let's kick it off with the music. Welcome to Manic Monday. It's Monday night, and this is when the manics come out. What a weekend. We have some good feed talk. We got some good show talk. There's lots to talk about. But the chat room is filling up. So if you want to call in and talk to Big Brother, 347-237-5506.
Welcome, everyone, to Manic Monday, to all the manics out there. Tonight is August 6, 2012, and do we ever have an epic, epic show in store for you tonight? I'm telling you, it's going to be an incredible show. My name is Cherry Garcia. I'll be your co-host tonight, and so will Paul from Minnesota. Paul, how are you doing over there? And I want to know, straight off Jump Street, how are you feeling about what's going on with Janelle in the house? Since I know you're from Minnesota, so is she, and I know you're a huge fan of hers.
Oh, Cherry, I am a big fan, and the best way would be for me to play a song that I found that kind of expresses my feelings right now.
Baby, baby, don't leave.
Well, that certainly sounded a little familiar. I think I was around when someone sang that song. We are missing our wonderful host, Miss Michelle Costa, tonight while she's on vacation in Portugal. But she asked a wonderful Big Brother 13 house guest to take over for her while she's away. So let's welcome the sweet, lovable, wonderful Mr. Lawan Exum to join the show. How are you, Lawan? And did you recognize that clip?
I did. Surprise!
I did. Thank you. I did. Thank you so much for having me. I am just so excited to be able to talk to the fans and to fill in for my boo, Michelle, because you guys were the first ones actually that I had an interview with when I first got out the house, and it has been like a welcome home ever since, and I want to thank you all for letting me join the show this evening. So,
well, I was just going to say, well, thank you. I appreciate it. But we do have, I don't know where Cherry, if she went mute for some reason on the switchboard, Cherry. I don't know if you saw that, but yeah, we do miss our Michelle Costa. I hope she's having a great time.
Sorry about
getting
that.
Okay.
I'm back.
You're back. Yep,
okay.
Go ahead.
I just had to answer a call. One of our special guests will be calling in momentarily. I just had to make sure that she knew what number to call, and she'll be calling in shortly. So,
okay.
But that was great that Paul found that clip, and listening to you sing with your velvet voice, I just loved it. What a great, great sound you have, Lawan.
Thank you very much.
You know, you have secrets from us, and we thought we'd pull one on you, too.
You did. You all are too much. You are too much for me.
It's fun, you know. We like to have a little surprises here and there, you know. And
I
Paul
know.
Is our clip master, so he can go and pull anything off, you know, when it comes to our clips. So
that is too funny.
It's
so
been
Paul,
fun.
I was of course I was listening to what you said. So what do you think about this Janelle thing that's going on with Big Brother? Let's just get down to it. What do you think about it?
All right.
This
happens for me every Big Brother season. I did not want pass house guests in like this. I just wanted to be all newbies. I thought, well, maybe if they're just coaches, it will be okay. I started getting invested in several of the pass house guests because I enjoyed watching them on their season. And then, because I've gotten invested, I'm now sad to see. By the way, people listening, we will be spoiling. We watch the feed, so we know what's going on. You should know that by now, listening to our show. But knowing that somebody that I really care about is going home saddens me. But at the same time, I'm thinking she'll be okay. She's going home to her little baby and her husband back here in Minnesota. So it'll be okay, and I'll get over it. Whoops.
Yeah, I think she will. I think she'll be really sad, you know, right away. But, you know, she's a fighter. She wants to, you know, stay in that house as long as she can.
Exactly.
Once she gets out of there, I think she'll be glad to see, you know, Violet and be back around the baby. So let's bring one of our special guests up on air with us and talk to him while we're waiting. We've got a few special guests planned for tonight. We haven't made big announcements yet. I made a few of them just before airtime, but we're going to bring one up right now. Willie Hance, thank you so much for coming back to the Rad Reality Show. How are you?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's going on, Willie? What's happening?
Nothing. Send Frank home in that unitard, please, America.
Willie, right off the top, I just have to say congratulations, Grandpa Willie. What are you going to be known as? What are you going to be known as, Grandpa, or will your daughter decide what?
I think my daughter is pretty much going to make that decision. I don't make tough decisions, as you can tell on the show.
But congratulations! How's Lila doing?
Layla, and she's doing great. My daughter was in the hospital for like 3 days, so it was a long process. They ended up having to give her a C-section, but the baby came out beautiful.
How much did she weigh?
Good. 6'14", I believe 19.5 inches.
Aww, that's a nice size. That's not a real big baby.
Yeah, that's an average size baby. You wouldn't throw it back in the it was a fish.
No, not at all.
Hey, Cherry, one of my all-time favorite songs is Layla. I love that name.
I do, too.
That's a pretty name. That is a pretty name.
Well, thank y'all so much.
And we have our next special guest, and I can't wait to have you both on air together. Let's bring them up right now. Miss JoJo, thank you so much for calling in. First time calling to the Rad Reality Show. JoJo, thank you so much for calling in tonight. How are you, girl?
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm excited.
It's so nice to talk to you. We have Luan Exum from BB13 on with us. And on the line also is Willie Hance, who you're very familiar with.
Hey, JoJo.
Hi, Luan.
And Mr. Paul from Minnesota is also on the line with us.
And Willie's there, too?
Yeah, baby, I'm here.
Oh, hey.
Hey, baby, what's up?
No talk. What's up?
Nothing much. What's going on?
Not in. Trying to stay busy. Things are, like, crazy. I still didn't even unpack.
I know it's going to be crazy for the first week you're home. I know that much. It was for me, anyway.
I've only been home for three days.
It's going to be crazy for you all. It's going to be crazy for you all for... You got to decompress, and you know you're getting out the house, and I mean you're just really getting back into reality. And I will tell you firsthand, it's gonna take some time. I'm telling you all right now.
I'm gonna tell you what I don't do. I don't Google my name.
Let me tell you, I do Google my name.
Maybe I shouldn't, but
the first thing
I
see is a mugshot.
Oh God!
You're so crazy. Really crazy. But yeah, I mean, it's gonna take some time, y'all. But like I said, I want to welcome you both to the Big Brother family because somebody wanted me when I first came out, and I just want to let you all know that I know what you all are going through, and if any time y'all want to reach out to me. Just give me a shout out. I'll be there.
No problem, brother. Thanks a lot, man.
Yeah, thank you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So
yeah, it definitely takes a while to get used to. It's like even just no cameras being there, you still feel like you're kind of being watched in a crazy way.
Oh yeah, honey. Mm-hmm. You're gonna be watched, baby. Trust me.
Oh, I can imagine. So, how do you both of you feel about what's going on in the house right now? Did you expect this flip with them twisting everything around and turning on Janelle? Did you see Boogie and Frank being able to flip the whole house like this, or is this no surprise to you?
Go ahead, JoJo.
Honestly, I didn't even get to that yet. I'm still a little behind. I'm trying to still catch up with a few of the other episodes. But I definitely think Janelle should get what she deserves. I definitely
Hey, JoJo.
Uh-huh.
No, No, I was just going to say you haven't missed it yet because it hasn't aired on CBS. We're feed watchers here, and
okay.
Okay.
All right. So wait, what was the question?
I don't think that it's a surprise at all. I mean, this is the thing, y'all. Janelle could be the one that's supposed to be going home at this point. It's not till Thursday that this is going to happen. There, people change their mind in there every single hour. So, I mean, it's not over with yet. I just personally, even though I think the best game move is to get rid of Janelle, I want Frank to go home in that unitard, personally. That's my my opinion.
That would be great.
Oh, that would be awesome. That would be epic.
If he wouldn't have done that, me and JoJo would still be in the house, as far as I'm concerned, and we wouldn't be having this conversation, y'all. It would be Frank on the phone with y'all right now. And
he should have,
me and JoJo.
Without a doubt.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
So I definitely want to see him going home. Because he was supposed to go home last week. Now the punishment for him not going home last week is he's got to go home this week in that unitard.
Yeah, you know
what?
That's so true, because that was so unfair. Joe and Frank literally got a free pass. Shane's HOH was a complete waste. He just got more blood on his hands for no reason. Oh, I'm so pissed about how that worked out.
I agree.
Wow.
But I am glad that Dan's back in the game, because now it's like, huh, all right, good luck, guys. Good luck playing against Dan. You should have never got rid of me.
Yeah.
This show.
Oh, I love your attitude, JoJo. Go ahead, baby.
Oh, thank you. I love your attitude. Anyway, that's all I had to say, though. I just really do. I'm kind of glad in a way that, I really hope Dan gets to the final two. That would be the best revenge ever for them to be like, wow, we should have just never got rid of JoJo. I told them,
right.
And I said it in my speech. I said, you guys are making a mistake.
Yeah, you did. You did say that. Now,
mm-hmm.
JoJo, I have a question for you. Now, who would you pick right now, just for you being in the game, who would you pick for your final two?
Oh, right now, Shane and Dan.
Right. Okay. And
mm-hmm.
why is that?
Because I honestly don't really like anybody else in that house. The first week,
there you go.
The first week, I really didn't talk shit about people. You know what I mean? And then when I got home, I saw a lot of the things that people were saying to me. One of them being my own coach making fun of me when all I did was be myself the entire time. And when people make fun of you for the person that you truly are, to me, that's just not cool. You know what I mean? Because I respect people. Like, whether I may not like the person that you are, I can only have respect for you because you stay true to who you are.
Exactly.
Like someone like
so
me.
True.
Is. You know what I mean? So now
true.
I just have more hate for everybody in that house, and they're just so fake. You know, and they all went against me, basically. So, yeah, I want Dan and Shane in that final two just to screw them all over. I was going to say the F word, but I don't know if I could drop any F bombs.
Drop that F bomb.
We can.
I just want to just to fuck everyone else over. Dan and Shane,
it,
final two.
Drop it, baby.
Let's start with we'll play the disclaimer and we'll say anything we want. Here goes the disclaimer right now.
All right,
disclaimer.
I like it.
Are not necessarily the views of the host or the sponsors of the Rad Reality Show and are for entertainment purposes only. Some assembly may be required and batteries are not included.
There you go. Now
you
we can
go.
Say anything we want.
Now let's get real down and dirty, baby. Come on.
Yeah. I mean, that's just how I'm just very expressive, and sometimes when you throw that F-bomb, it just sounds way better.
Go ahead,
Paul. Oh, I was just going to say, speaking of how you normally talk, what was it with you sometimes switching to your heavy Staten Island accent in there? I cracked up when you really got heavy with that. Do you try to not talk that way at times, or you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, okay, when I get really, hyped up and excited about something, it will just kind of come out more naturally, like the Staten Island comes out more, but a lot of times, you know me, I love to laugh, I love to joke, I love making people laugh, so a lot of times I did just play it off and just try to, I'm the first one to make fun of myself, you know, so I did do it sometimes also just to make people laugh.
You were actually humorous on the show at times.
Realize, how much I do love Staten Island people, because a lot of people just can't handle me and they just don't get it. They just don't get the way that we
you,
are.
JoJo.
I know you got me. I know you got me. You and Shane got me. You guys definitely understood me.
Yeah. I'm gonna tell you something, JoJo, and this was just my personal opinion about you. I've been in the situation that you and Willie have been in. So I know for a fact that when I first saw you on air, I knew you were real.
Yeah,
I was
no thank you.
About you. So and
thank
Willie,
you
too. I knew it. It was like they're trying to edit them like, you know, I know, just to like that.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying,
yeah,
you guys were,
the real people
you guys,
don't usually
you guys
make
were real.
It that far.
Let me tell you something. Real recognize real. You can't edit that.
I agree.
You can't edit that.
I agree.
So when you're in certain situations,
I was like, you know, it's hard to be somebody that you're not.
In that Staten Island.
Huh?
It's that dirty South in that Staten Island.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's that dirty
South. You gotta be who you are. Love me or hate me.
Yep, it's that dirty South.
I don't give a fuck.
I think most everyone loves you, JoJo. I really do. I don't know why.
Thank you.
I mean, most of the fans did anyway.
Yeah.
You coming into the house, I knew not everybody was going to like me. You can't go into that thinking, oh, my God, everyone's going to love me and this and that.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So, but see, I'm not like Danielle where it's like I'm going to go cry and be sensitive and be like, why don't you like me? You know what I'm saying? I love who I am. I know who I am. And love me or hate me, I really don't care. Like, I wasn't there to impress people. I wasn't there to make friends for life. I was there to have fun and try to win some money.
That's right. You
well,
then come get that check. Yeah.
Let me just, I'm sorry. Let me just put out this perspective. It a lot of times has nothing to do with you personally. The fans pick some players that they really love. They want to see them go far. And when you're up against them, they're going to naturally say, well, I can't like JoJo because if I liked her, then my other person that I like is going to go out. And it's just that's the natural thing that happens as fans watching. It will work itself out over time, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
Mm-hmm.
It does. Whatever.
I really don't care if they like me or not, to be honest with you.
I mean,
wait, who, the fans or the people in the house?
The fans and the people in the house, either one of them.
I don't.
This is my thing, man. If you like me, you like me. If you don't, you don't.
Right, you don't.
And you know, I can't live my life worrying about if somebody's going to like me. And, you know, and that's just the way it is. I mean, I don't want people to dislike me, but I'm not going to worry on a day-to-day basis if I look on, you know, somebody's remark on Twitter saying I'm the dumbest person ever, you know, I'll say I'm sorry you feel that way. And
people can only respect you for being yourself. And I have haters. You know, I've seen some things. People, she's such a bitch. Get over yourself. Making fun of, you know, Staten Island. I laugh it off, honestly. Like, I love it. Keep saying you hate me. Hey, it's all good. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't think that everybody is going to love you and have good things to say about you. If you go into this thinking that, then you're in the wrong game. You know, don't even go on reality TV then if that's what you think is going to happen.
Yeah, no doubt. You're going on the wrong show for people not to criticize you.
Exactly, especially when people can watch you all day, all night, little thing about
that's
you.
Got to be the hardest.
Hey, I wanted
part of
to
all.
Ask something to JoJo. Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Did you really like Joe's cooking? Because I didn't think it was that good. I'm going to be completely honest.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because his spaghetti and meatballs was disgusting. I'll be honest, like, I was just raised that, you know, when people offer you food, you eat it, and even if you don't like it, you know, old school Italian, it was disgusting. I literally forced myself to eat it, but everybody was like, oh, my God, this is so good. Like, I was raised with real deal Italian cooking, and I made sauce, and my sauce was way better than his, way better.
Yeah, and the thing is that, you know, I didn't figure this out, and everybody started telling me after I got, you know, he never washed his hands, and I figured that's where he got it.
Oh, no.
Yes, I know. I found that out afterwards. I know. Uh-huh.
I was like, oh,
that's
snap.
Awful.
I said, shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he didn't have to do that every night. Like, that was just part of his strategy. Like, but people aren't going to give a shit if you're cooking for them or not.
No, if people would rather eat a sandwich. They would. He would go out of his way to do that. That was his strategy, to make it interesting. The thing is, everybody in that house is so freaking lazy, including myself. Nobody wanted to cook. So if he was willing to cook every day, everybody was like, all right, okay, you want to cook? But people were really starting to stress out because he cooked so much all the time. And he was
He wasted a lot of food.
Yeah, and then we waste all kind of food, and we only get so much food in there per week. So, you know, it was kind of stressful for, like, Brittany and Janelle. They would literally be stressed out about the whole food situation. Mm-hmm.
Like, I didn't need him to cook for me. I cooked for myself, you know what I mean? Maybe I made a little bit extra just because, oh, then that's all I need for people to be like, oh, my gosh, she's so selfish. Look, she cooked, and she didn't even offer us anything, because everybody will get at you for any little thing. Mm-hmm. So I didn't need him to be doing that. I'm like, all right, I'm a big girl. I could clean and cook and take care of myself.
Well, you know, you guys get all of your normal things taken away from you that normally sort of keep you busy during the day, all the things that stimulate you, like your cell phone, the TV, music, everything that stimulates you normally during your regular day is taken away from you. And then you have the stress of the show and everyone plotting against you, and you're not sleeping normally because you're, you know, obviously somewhere away from home. It's just, who wants to be, like, cleaning and you know, just busy work around the Big Brother house when you've got so much stress on you and you don't have any of your normal stimulus that you usually have in your normal day? You know, I can see how people could get really lazy in there, you know?
I'm going to be honest with you. I really am lazy. I'm just lazy every day.
I can be, but then I'm not. But I can't live in a mess. Like, that would be such my pet peeve. Like, I don't know if you guys saw when I kind of slammed down the first week the pot of leftover nasty slop that Danielle cooked and let it rot. And then we got ants. Like, you know, and Bobby was loving it. He was like, yeah, let it out. Like, he wanted me to go lash out at somebody so bad. But I had to keep my cool, so I was like, all right, that's all I need. And then everyone's going to be like, oh, JoJo's the drama queen. She's going to, you know, she's such a bitch. But I wanted to, like, flip out on some people because they were just nasty. Like, some things, like, do not, you know, if you spill shit on the counter, you clean it up. Like, Danielle, don't, because, like, she was just the worst. The girls were the worst. Brittany, Janelle, and Danielle were, like, the dirtiest girls ever. Don't you agree, Willie?
Brittany and Janelle are just nasty. I had to live with them upstairs. And I mean, and you go in the bathroom, and I mean, tampons, anything was just all out. I was like, you know, it was disgusting.
Yeah. Brittany made cookies and left the tray out with all the nasty crumbs overnight. The next morning, we had so many ants. Me and Boogie were, like, flipping out, like, calling everybody.
Those ants are returning house guests as well. Didn't you know that?
Okay.
They
needed to get evicted, in my eyes. Maybe a few other people like them, but I'm not cool with ants. No.
All right. We do have callers, but I do have a question for you, JoJo. What, you know, having seen the Big Brother house on TV, what struck you the most, how different it was, or what it wasn't as you appeared or thought it was going to be like?
Okay. It was really bright. I didn't think it was going to be that bright. Oh, my God. I'm more about, like, I like dim lighting. And then it was a lot smaller, too. It looks bigger on TV, but I guess just everything looks bigger, because even I think I looked, like, a little bigger on TV than I did in person. So, yeah, the camera definitely adds 10 pounds, not just to you, but I guess, you know, the house, too. I think it was small. It was smaller.
Yep, they say the backyard is very tiny, and it looks much bigger on air. Is that the truth? Is the backyard much smaller than we view it on TV?
I don't think the backyard... To me, the house looked a lot smaller. The backyard go ahead.
No, I'll agree with you. I think the house was smaller to me.
Yeah, back me up here, Willie.
Okay.
You thought the house was smaller in person, right?
Oh, yeah. In person, definitely.
I don't know who's talking right now. I mean, I'm just listening.
I know.
Am I supposed to talk?
No, you can jump in whenever you want, Willie.
So bear with me.
We have a big party line going on here with all of you on
party.
Together.
I
so.
This is a party line right here.
Don't threaten me with a good time party, hey.
That's right.
Oh, I can't wait to meet you in person, honey.
Well,
no, I'm gonna tell you something. One thing I am—I'll say right now. The only people I could even see myself even having any type of relationship outside of the show is Ashley, JoJo, and Shane. That's really it. I mean, other than that, I mean Brittany too. But I mean, she's doing so much damage when we're out of the house. I don't know if she's just gonna just keep throwing us under the bus and just keep making us look like idiots and. You know, if that's the case, then I might lose a little bit of respect for her. I don't know.
Yeah, no, it is. It's just a selected few. You know, everybody thought, like, oh, are you going to hate Willie and this and that? And I'll be honest, I was really bitter the day I got evicted, but I've had time to heal and think about it. And you know what? I have more respect for Willie than I do for the people that were going around talking shit about me behind my back, making fun of me when I really didn't do anything but just be myself and want to have a good time. You know, it is what it is. Expect the unexpected. Things happen in that house that you have no control over. I know if I probably would have gotten into a verbal argument with somebody, it's hard. Like, you just want to, like, you just want to hit somebody sometimes, you know? And I do understand, I'm sure, were you, Willie, thinking, like, also, okay, well, maybe if I evict myself, maybe JoJo and Shane would have a chance to,
this
week?
Did I never was thinking about evicting myself. I mean,
that's
where it becomes, you know, kind of, I mean, I was trying my best to protect our situation. I was trying to be as complete big of a dick as I possibly could be, you know, and then hopefully they would throw Danielle beside me. Me win the veto, and then just decide, oh, well, let's get rid of Dan and Danielle this week and just, you know, Willie won veto. I knew I was the target, obviously. Everybody knew I was the target that week, but, you know, but I just wanted to be a dick, you know.
Yeah,
and
that's
one thing I hate.
About.
I hate that. That's the biggest thing. Look, it's not even a, you know, the odds of me winning that $500,000 was slim to none, you know, at that time because so many people were bitter with me. So even if I'd have made it to the final two, they'd have been like, Willie's just a big dick. You know, so, you know, I wanted to protect JoJo and Shane and further myself along in the game because you can't win the game by yourself. So if I didn't have JoJo and Shane, I wasn't going to go for in the game anyway.
And you were trying to get into the diary room to find out where that line was that you couldn't cross.
Yeah.
You could sort of take the heat off of JoJo and Shane is what you told me, but you didn't really want to get yourself evicted from the house, correct?
No, I did. I swear on everything. That was not. Now, I was in a situation. Look, I wouldn't even have tried to get DR if I just wanted to. You know, I wanted to go to DR and question them and vent at the same time because I was pissed. Because obviously at that time, JoJo and Shane were having to distance themselves from me. And, I mean, and I felt upset because that was my two people that was on my side the whole time. And Brittany couldn't come pep talk me because she's the worst coach in the world. So, you know, she can't come pep talk me.
Agree.
And say, you know, oh, Willie, just calm down. A person like Dan would have came up to me and said, hey, man, look, it's going to be all right. We're going to figure this out. We're going to get through this, you know. But Brittany would say, you're fucked. They hate you. You're done. Brittany
so
and JoJo and Dan and Shane, they can't have nothing to do with you no more, Willie. You're finished. Just go home. Don't do anything. Just go home. I tell you what, if I was a football team, I would have, you know, shot myself before I went back and played football after Brittany's speech. I mean, you know, it was
she was horrible. Just like, you know what, you go home, at least let me try to save JoJo and Shane, you know, and that's all she was thinking. Like, you know, she easily, like, gives up. She's very, very negative. Even with me, she would come up to me and be like, you know, when after Willie was gone and I was nominated and after the veto, she was like, you know, people don't like you. You need to calm down. Stop pissing people off. You know, like, she just gave, like, the worst advice. She really did.
Well, we have lots of calls stacking up on the switchboard, and we have lots of questions in our chat room. So if you guys wouldn't mind taking a few calls.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, let's do this. Our first caller is someone from the East Coast, Miss Michelle from the Bronx. How are you?
Oh, it is I. What is going on, people?
What's up, Michelle?
JoJo, you gave me a great shout-out.
What? I'm sorry?
You gave me a great shout-out, JoJo.
Oh, did I? Oh, yeah. Just now?
No. Brittany was in the back. Willie, you were already gone by that time. Sorry, buddy.
All right. Who is this?
Yep. Okay.
It's Michelle from the Bronx.
Let me play the clip.
Yeah, we have a clip of it.
Okay.
All right. I'm confused.
To the Bronx is where I want to be.
You know who deserves a Twitter shout-out? Michelle from the Bronx.
The Bronx?
Michelle Yonkers on Twitter. Michelle from the Bronx. Twitter shout-out. Everyone say hi.
Hey,
Michelle.
Hey, Michelle.
From the Bronx. What's up?
She's my token Twitter lesbian from New York. And she tweets all the time to Big Brother people. Huge fan.
Hey, Michelle.
That's that. Michelle from the Bronx.
It's up in the boogie down.
Always very, very nice tonight.
Where'd you meet her?
No, I just on Twitter. Twitter shout out.
On the streets of the Bronx is where I wanna be. Where I wanna be.
Oh, like the phone.
Hi, Lauren, honey, how are you?
And he always adds his special touch.
I remember that conversation. I remember that perfectly. I'm going to have to find you on Twitter, too.
I hit you up on Twitter, and I also said thanks for the great shout-out. You know, it's kind of hard when you...
I must have missed it. There's just so many...
I was just going to say that. Yeah. Wait, is my wifey on? Like, is she around?
No, she is in Portugal.
She's in the chat room.
You got a
flip-flop, baby.
No. That person is a fake, and I've been booting them every chance I get. They're not there anymore.
Nobody can impersonate my wifey, Michelle Casas, so get your fucking ass out of the goddamn chat room.
I love it. Get your fucking ass. I love it.
Really, man, let me tell you something. You should have. You got robbed. You should have stayed. Eagle Eye Joe should have taken more blood pressure medication. I'm sorry, man. You got raw dealed.
Thank you. I know.
And JoJo, let me tell you something. East Coast, strong, you know, all the way hard. It's hard in this game. I know, and your background is a little different than mine, but I'm going to tell you, it's going to be hard if I was to ever go through that. I would either be booted the first week or dragged through to the end because they would think they would be able to win against me.
It's definitely hard. It is. I know, I'm sure, like, my personality definitely didn't help my game. A lot of people just, you know, they don't understand us. They don't, you know, they just go in there. You know, right away people stereotype me and just have this, you know, impression of me. And they didn't really, I didn't really try to get to know that many people, but they didn't really try to get to know me either.
And that's just it. You know, you were forced into a clique and you kind of didn't get that chance to, like, you know, see where you kind of would have wanted to sit yourself with, you know. And I think that you still would have worked with Willie, by the way.
I say the same thing. I'm pretty sure that I would have still worked with Willie and Shane because, like you said, like, real knows real. I need to be with people that are real and straight up and that I can trust. Like, that's just how I wanted to play.
Or Willie would have needed you as a target, one out of the two.
Well, honestly, I'll be honest, I really thought I had it made. I'm like, yes. I'm like, I got these two strong guys. I'm like, they can help, you know, kind of carry me through this game and protect me. I'll have their backs, too, because, you know, I'm pretty tough myself. But I'm not going to lie. Yeah, I thought, like, it would kind of keep the target off me because they would rather probably, if anything, go after them first, you know.
And that's something else I want to say. If the coaches wouldn't have been involved, I would have still targeted JoJo to be with me. I would have still wanted JoJo to be on my side. And even if we didn't have teams where they gave us, like,
groups to be put in, which I think is bullshit to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
If we all went in there as fresh people, I would have had a person. JoJo, me and her would have clicked for sure the first. Before anybody, I would have clicked with JoJo. There was,
Well, the three of us were the only ones who really were like, you know what, we worked way too hard to get here. Why are we going to let – we are not kissing
Thank
these coaches'
you.
Asses. You know what I mean? You don't impress me. I don't give a shit. Like, I'm not starstruck by you. You know what I mean? And we're like, you know what, we worked way too hard. Like, we're going to do what we want to do and play the way we want to play, and no one's going to tell us what to do.
And you can repeat that one more time. You worked too damn hard to get on that show.
Definitely. This whole coach twist was – horrible. Like, I was just, oh, God.
Well,
I mean, I was hoping Evil Dick was going to walk through the door because I do love him, but at the same time, it sucked.
Okay,
JoJo,
I got a question.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Michelle.
Luan also, okay?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So Luan, Willie, and JoJo.
Okay.
Tell me you're not dying that you don't want to see Janelle fight. She's walking around with the Bible right now.
And you
see
that...
Wait, do you think that she's just going to take a day and, you know, figure out her combat plan?
Oh, yeah.
She's walking around with the Bible? How's she holding the Bible without it catching, like, her hand catching on fire or something like that? I don't even know how that works.
I was waiting for Willie to say something. I forgot. Oh, God.
I wonder. I hope she gets into a fight so everybody can see, like, the nasty, cold-hearted, emotionless bitch that she is.
I mean, if you're getting called out and you're being called out for that, at one point you're going to have to figure it out. You're like, dude, I got 3 days. Well,
yeah.
If that's what they're going to say, and I'm only going to have 2-3 votes, I'm going to make them want to keep me here longer.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is the deal with me, with her. And like I said, I'm not – I'm going to tell you this much. Production doesn't want to see Janelle leave. I'm letting
that's
y'all – I'm just saying.
Nope.
They don't want to see her leave.
I agree. Or Boogie, yeah. Or Dan, for that matter.
We got three more days, guys.
She's not going to leave.
I hope there's a Pandora's box where maybe she might get a message from somebody. And I'm even thinking that there'll be a little, like, you know, MP3 player with Rachel's voice in there saying, you got to fight, you know, something stupid that'll just put a fire in her ass just a little bit. Because you hate to see somebody strong. And, again, last year, you know, I did the same thing with Rachel. You know, yes. Rachel has moments where she gets on everybody's nerves, but then you wanted to see her fight when she was down. Like you said, God, Rachel, fight, like fight, and this is where I'm at right now with Janelle. And I will tell you that I'm a huge fan of Janelle. I'm a huge fan of everybody that gets to walk through the door. How you play is how you play. When you come out, dude, I'm
exactly.
the same fan I am
That's
of you fair. Inside and outside. I don't hold your gameplay against you.
That's
but
yeah.
fight,
mm-hmm.
God damn it.
Well,
no,
the thing
I'm
is,
so
the
sorry,
thing Jimmy. Is about the thing with me with Janelle is, look, I know it's a game, and I realize that, but the issue with that I have with Janelle is, it becomes personal when you're insulting
yep.
somebody. Okay, that's when it becomes personal. If you want to game play and you want to say that this person is this or this person is that, and they called me being a bully by imitating somebody, but she can go around and insult people on their character all day long, and it's okay, and her fans are okay with that, but it's not okay for me to say, oh, I'm going to take 24 hours off. I mean, what the hell? What is the
huge
big deal?
Huge, huge. And did you see how fake when she went to Will and, like, oh, I need a tissue because I get so emotional when I think
oh,
like this. Like,
totally planned that whole thing. I watched her go in the bathroom and put that tissue in her back pocket, get all prepped for that. She walked in the room, had him sit down. She squoze out, like, two little tears, pulled the tissue out, wiped her little tears away, and was done. You know, I mean, that was so planned. She needs to be an actress, that girl.
Well, she said she is an actress, too, supposedly. That's what she said. But I wouldn't be surprised if she didn't go grab the Visine and go put flesh water in her eyes. Like,
stop with the eyeliner.
She didn't go to that extreme. She's so fake.
Another thing is, her and Boogie are
the biggest
name drop.
Fake as her Botox.
My.
We do have some more callers. Michelle, thank you so much for calling in today. It was a pleasure
thank you,
hearing your voice.
Yeah, thank Michelle, you, Lauren. Thank you, Willie. Thank you, JoJo. Thank you, Cherry. Thank you, Paul and Cherry, for that clip. You know, I've been dying to call in. I know you had it. You know, it's great hearing it. You know, I plan on hearing it some more.
Absolutely. Well, you know, it's always here for you, babe.
All right, so you guys know where I'm at. It's Miss Yonkers, all right? And I will tag it with Michelle from the Bronx, so both of you guys will know it's me hitting you up.
Okay, thank you, babe.
All right, thank you, guys.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we're going to take another call, and she is another East Coaster.
Boston.
Miss Anne Marie, how are you doing tonight?
Hi, guys. Oh, well, I know I'm upset. I could kill Brittany, ruined your day, Willie. Hi, I'm Willie and JoJo. Brittany was jealous of you. Brittany should have never told you. I don't know what happened in that HOH room, but she told you stuff. She shouldn't have told you that the coaches were coming in. What the hell? I mean, she just added fuel to the fire. She's ruining Janelle's game now because, Danielle is just jealous. She's not playing for the money. She's playing for a showman.
I'm sorry. I kind of like missed that. Danielle, right?
Danielle's playing for a show.
No, Danielle's playing for a show.
Willie, didn't I say that from the start? I'm like, I don't know what it is. I'm like, I think Danielle thinks she signed up for The Bachelor. She's on the wrong show. Danielle didn't even know she was in the Big Brother house until she got picked to play in the veto.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. There's a few people in the house like that as far as I'm concerned. You know, they're just there. And they're playing a good game because they ain't doing shit and they're not no targets. So, obviously, I guess that's the way you're supposed to play this year. That's the best way to play is not do shit because you're going to get far along in the game.
Danielle straight up told me that she wanted something to happen in that house the first few days. She was like, well,
she
you know. Yeah, she told me, she said she has a guy back home that she's kind of talking to, and then she goes, you know, if something doesn't happen in here, she's like, then I'll go back to him. And I did one of, like a head twist, like a what? Like, wait, what? I'm like, is that what you're here for? Like, did you want that? You know what I mean? Hey, listen, don't get me wrong. We all know I am the queen of flirting. I'm all about having a good time. I love to flirt. You do get lonely in that house. It's nice to get a massage,
yes,
you know what I mean? But at the same time, I don't play with my emotions. Just because you're stuck in that house and, you know, these are the only guys that are around you, you can't let that get to your head and be like, oh, my God, I have feelings and I'm falling in love. You know, granted, if it happens, it happens. So maybe it was meant
exactly.
to be. But you can't go into it thinking that at all. You have to look out for number one no matter what, and that's it.
Well,
yeah.
And Willie, but with Brittany was such a bitch. When she came in, they hate you. I mean, what the hell was that? It was awful. I mean, she saw that you were, you know, going crazy anyway. So now she has fuel to your fire. It was ridiculous. She was a terrible coach. I mean, if Janelle had been your coach, she would have been keeping you safe and all this. Willie now is backstabbing Janelle, the other Will, and she kept him safe. I mean, I know that you people were in there, and you don't sound like you're all that crazy about it, but I think they're all clean as a bitch, and I think all the what goes around comes around. They're going to be table what they did.
Yeah.
I'm not a person that's going to, you know, hate somebody that was on the show. I could say if I'm going to be able to connect with them on the outside level, and I don't see myself in it, and I know Janelle's got a lot of supporters out there, and I just don't see myself being able to connect with Janelle on the outside level to be able to say just go, you know, have a drink with her or something like that. Like I kid with JoJo, you know, me and JoJo can hang out all night long and have a blast. Me and Janelle, we just don't connect. She's fake. I'm sorry. She's just not a real person. She name drops people just like Boogie. They name drop who they know. They do this.
Boogie's awful.
You know, and I'm like, you know, it's just, and it's nothing against, I know Janelle's got fans, and I'm not trying to,
you know, put, you know, just dig her in there, you know, just kill her. She just, I don't know, man. There's something about her when you see her face to face and you get to know her. She turns into this person that you're like, ugh. And it's just, I don't know. JoJo, you feel the same way about it? I mean, when she walked through the door, I seen an angel. 7 days later.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Oh, the first week, oh, I thought totally different about her. But it's clear that, you know, I mean, I guess when you played this game for the third time around and you've gotten screwed over, you know, you learn to play completely emotionless. I am curious to see what she's like outside of the big house. But at the same time, her natural personality is she's very, very materialistic, like very all about
very. Oh,
what brand is this and that? And like kind of like just thinks like, you know, like who she is and like that to me, just people like that, I don't really like necessarily, you know, get along with.
Well, yeah, my last question, I think the public though has helped do that to her. I mean, when you're, she has so many fans, they all think she's wonderful. And when she did play the first couple of times, she was awesome and she was so likable. I mean, and now that I really don't see her fighting. Because nobody, I think right now she should just go home, go with her baby. That way she doesn't have to stay in the jury house. That this is
she wants to stay.
Exactly. You just had an 8-month-old baby. You should be, you're a mom. You should be home with your baby.
Well, the thing is, it's like this to me. She's going to fight to stay in that game. She doesn't want to go home. I'm telling you that much right now. And she's going to fight to stay in that game. And she is a competitor. And I totally understand that. And I totally, you know, but the thing is, she's, you know, I just didn't care for her as a person. You know, that's the difference. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think she's a good player. I just didn't care for her person, you know, who she is as a person. That was my deal with you.
Understood.
Anne-Marie,
hey, Anne-Marie.
Okay, more. Thanks, guys. Have a good
night.
You,
sweetie.
Thank
you.
Bye-bye. Hon.
But just to piggyback on what you, Willie and JoJo, what you said, it's a game that everybody, they need to realize that, but also, like you're saying, it's even for my season. I mean, yeah, they were cool or whatever, but I don't see sometimes myself just being with them outside the house. That's life.
Mm-hmm.
You have friends.
Yeah.
You don't.
Yeah.
There's some people you connect with, and there's just some people that you just don't connect with. And I had a problem with that. I, you know, it's hard for me to just go and, like, I picked the people that I liked and that I trusted and that were real, and I stuck with them. You know, maybe that was a bad game move on my part that I didn't go and reach out to a lot of people, but that's just how I am, you know?
No, there's nothing wrong with that. I mean,
and we're both
completely
outside the house, JoJo, so I guess we did wrong. Or I did you wrong. You should still be in the house.
I mean, but I know, but I'm not going to, like, I know I made a few mistakes on my part, too. Like, I know if I went back, I would do a lot of things differently, you know, and just maybe just try to tone it down. Like, I guess I did make some people feel uncomfortable, but I don't realize that. Sometimes I'm just not aware of what I'm doing.
Hey, JoJo, before we bring up another caller, because we do have some more callers, I want to ask you about, do you remember the girls' night out, when that first night where you guys got the alcohol and you were all in the HOH room? Do you remember saying anything about Willie?
I remember.
Are you
warming
my body,
JoJo?
Why are you warming my body?
I didn't want you to know. No. Okay, I'll be honest. Okay, I'll be honest and don't like get offended, Willie. I definitely thought Willie and Shane were the two best looking guys in the house, without a doubt. You know?
Yeah, buddy.
That's just a given. But I was more attracted to Shane. But at the same time, I didn't want people to think that, so I was just kind of like, you know, trying to throw them off because they, you know, I was like, all right, I'll just, you know. And then I think they did ask me. I said if I would hook up with Billy. I don't remember. What did I say? Oh, I said I would, but just more for fun, you know. Like you said, you can't let your emotions, like, get ahead of you and think, like, oh, you know, there's a whole world of guys out there.
It was more along the line of, when I get out of the house, I could certainly see.
I remember I said Willie was the only one. Wait, now I remember. Okay, wait. I did say, I said Willie is the only guy in this house who could probably handle me. I said, yeah,
cute. I'm like, but he would not be able to handle me. I'm like, Willie can handle a girl like me. Yeah, definitely.
I got a chance, guys. I got a chance.
I got a chance.
This phone line's getting a little heated on here.
I just got a new nickname for Shane and Willie and JoJo. They just triple threats. I just love y'all. Y'all are triple threats.
And that's why we were targets from the get-go.
We were the untouchables, man, and then we just got beat up.
I know. They all came up. It was the half against us. It was the half against us, basically.
Shit. Oh, my God.
All right, let's go on to some more callers, Cherry.
Okay, we have another regular caller calling in. She calls and talks to us quite a bit. Here is our lovely Kansas. Thank you so much for calling in. We need to keep it sort of quick. We've got calls stacking up on our switchboard, girl.
Oh, I'm sure you do, man. This is awesome. JoJo, good to talk to you. This, I'm telling you right now, I talked to Willie before. This season makes me so fucking angry because these damn coaches should not be there. This whole game would have been so weak, and that's so perfect that LaJuan's there. Because what do we have right now? Season 13, part 2. Or that's what we do.
I feel your pain. And Willie, didn't I say that? I want to say it's a repeat of last season, basically.
Yep.
I'm so disappointed.
Can I say something? The difference between last season and this season is, hold a second, let me get a TV here. The difference between last season and this season is the fact that last season the coaches came in from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
This season,
right.
The coaches get to sit on their asses for 4 weeks.
Which was so
fucking
unfair.
And then come
so
the
unfair.
Game.
So unfair.
We all got screwed on this season. They got to get to know you all. They got to know your strategies. And all of a sudden, you're going to tell them, guess what? You all can play the game now. They knew they were going to play the game before they went in the game.
I really think the producers want Dan, Boogie, or Janelle to take it home. Like, I really think they want that.
This is what's pissing me off so badly. If they never walked into this game at all, Willie, I'm going to tell you something. You and Frank might have been friends.
Me and Frank would have been good friends. Joe or Will would have been one of the first people going home. Me, Frank, JoJo. I really think that me and Frank would have connected. And it just because Boogie was there, because Joe was in his ear, and it got out of hand. But,
Whether we had that twist or not, I know that I would have aligned with Willie and Shane either way, and possibly even Frank and Ashley. Like, those would have been my main people. You know, because, like, especially Willie and Shane, because I just knew from the start, real knows real, and I knew, okay, I can trust them. They're loyal. They're going to, you know, make big moves. Like, I'm all about that. Like, I hate it when people are just scared to go after people. You know,
hey,
you're
right, JoJo. That would have put you in a really good...
The reason that people were scared to go after people was because these fucking coaches are in your ears telling you
they're up the coach's ass, and they're, like, scared to go against what they have to say.
Exactly.
We've got somebody else that is part of the BB family. It's a surprise call-in, so we have to keep moving on here. Kansas, thanks you so much for calling in. I wish you could stay on longer, hon.
Yeah, thank you, Kansas.
I just want to say one last thing. I don't want Janelle gone, baby, and I hope that they don't fuck this up and pour some food at top crap and bring her. I don't want Janelle gone. I loved her, JoJo. I loved her before this. I can't stand her now.
Yeah.
I was a big Janelle fan. I can't stand her now. I see
good.
Her.
Good.
I see
let
her for
out,
what
girl.
She's got to do. I'm telling you. Right. I'm on your side. I love you guys. Thank you for being here.
Love
you
too,
guys.
Thank you,
Kim.
Thank you.
The Girl Reality family. Bye.
Bye,
bye,
bye girl.
I love her. So much energy. I love
that's
her.
That's what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm.
You know, what makes me so mad about this season is they put the coaches in for almost 28 days to get inside all the newbies' heads, find out everything about you guys, find out what your likes, your dislikes are, what your gameplay is going to be, everything about you as coaches, where you guys are coming to them, telling them your secrets, your inner thoughts, everything that you guys are, you know, thinking about the game, with no consequences of ever going on the block, being on slap, nothing. And
totally
they're learning
that.
Every intimate secret about you guys. And after they've learned all this ammunition about each and every new person in the house, and they've gathered all this ammunition against you, then they say, okay, now you guys can go in and battle it out against the newbies for 500 grand. How
totally
unfair
agree.
Is that?
So
it's
unfair. And that's what I'm telling
and,
you, really. What
and
do
I
you
said,
think?
I
really
said,
think.
I said this other day on an interview, you know, it's like, you know, they get all this stuff. That's the reason why I was so frustrated. And Joe told me this in the meeting when I had that meeting with the players.
The newbies.
He told me, he said, you're playing too fast. I'm like, I'm playing too fast, dude. If we don't do this now, we're all fucked. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
If we're all fucked. Because when they do come in the game, they're already going to have everything lined up for them and on a silver platter just to take home the $500,000. This is
going
to become a 1 out of 17 game to a 1 out of 4 game.
Right.
100% agree with you, Cherry, and also with you, Willie. And I hate to interrupt, but I just don't want our surprise guest.
Let's bring this guest up and see what he has
excited.
To say. Mr. Dominic from Big Brother
13.
Dominic, you're such a cutie.
Are you there with us?
Brother, you called in, my brother.
What's up?
Hey, what's up?
I'm chilling.
How are
you? Lawrence told me he'd beat me down if I didn't call in and hook up with him, so I have to.
What's going on, brother?
Don't trust a word Lawrence says. He's all nice, then he'll get you drunk and start partying, get all crazy with you, get you in trouble. So you better watch out with him.
I can handle him. It's all good. Do you like the season, Dominic?
It's cool. I've been busy, so I've been traveling a lot, so I haven't watched a lot of it, to be honest. But it's cool. I mean, coaches come back. Yeah. I just like newbies. Come on, where all the newbies at?
No doubt.
Right? It should have been all newbies. That's what we needed this season.
You're telling me it's from last season all over again. Why do it again?
A big
even
pajama
worse,
jam.
Even worse than last season. We got screwed even more than last season.
I feel you. I know.
Hey, Dominic, welcome back to the Rad Reality Show. It's been a long time since you've been here. What you want to catch us up on what you're up to nowadays?
Oh, it's been a minute. Just kind of getting back to life, you know what I mean? It takes a while to get back into the swing of things, and just chilling, you know, having a good time, hanging out with my people, partying with Lawrence on the 4th of July, just having a good time. How about you? What have you been up to?
We've been just continuing around the show and trying to get on wonderful guests like all that we have on tonight. This is so huge, and just having a good time watching the new Big Brother season.
Yeah, can someone update me real quick? Because I heard my boy Willie headbutt someone.
I didn't headbutt nobody. I pushed my head into his head, and he fell back like he was
exactly.
playing soccer.
Really? So it wasn't even that bad, huh?
No, man. They
he
jumped
him with his head.
About it.
Yeah,
they're
they made it
drama,
you know, look worse
queens.
Than what it was.
And they're trying to make it like I'm drama. Please, you guys are all drama queens. Will and Janelle are the number one queens of all.
That's weak, man. I mean, I think LaJuan slapped me last season about 10 times, so he should have been booted early on.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah, I'm glad
so
I didn't get
fun.
Into it with someone, though, because it's hard. Like, you just, oh, my God, like some of the people, you just really can't stand being around them.
Oh, JoJo, I almost knocked out like 4 people last season.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They
and then the best part
to,
is...
Like, Janelle was trying to start up a fight. I don't know if you guys know, but Janelle went and told Danielle all these lies that I said about Danielle. Because, and on the feed, I'm pretty sure, I think my mom told me, she's like, you know, Janelle really was pushing for you to get into a fight the week that I was on the block. Basically, she's like, yeah, let's try to get JoJo to get into a fight. Like, they were trying to make me out to be, like, the female Willie. They wanted me to do the same thing that he did and just flip out, maybe possibly smack somebody. But I was like, you know what, I'm not going to give it to them. I'm not going to give them what they want.
That's some scandalous stuff. They're all trying to get drama, you know? TV time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And the best part, JoJo, the best part is after the season, guaranteed the after party, they'll all come up and be like, I'm so sorry. It's good to see you with these friends. What's your number? And you're going to be like, what? Where is this coming from? Like,
Tell them. When I see them finale night after the finale show, of course.
I ain't got nothing to say to any of them. They know that I don't like.
No, but you know what it is? No, like, you know, like Will and Brittany, it's like, what did I ever do to you guys? Seriously? Like, they just attack me for the person that I am, for being myself. For being who I am, you're going to go and just talk shit about me? Like, what did I ever do to you guys? You know, it just shows a lot about their character and their insecurities.
Well,
yeah,
unfortunately,
sure.
Unfortunately, that's how some people play the game, and it just sometimes works. So
it wasn't really playing the game. Like, Brittany would just intentionally, like, have fun making fun of me and just try to be funny, and even Will.
I agree. What I'm getting at, JoJo, is when you spread lies and rumors, it feeds across that entire house, and it causes people to hate you and to talk about you constantly.
True.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that.
That's true. I guess I'm just so interesting that they just can't stop talking about me. So they're still talking about me. They're still even talking about Jody.
Hey,
that's
JoJo,
such a shame, too.
JoJo, I have to ask.
Yeah.
You watched that endurance comp. How do you think you would have done?
Honestly, I was so looking forward to an endurance comp. And we even said this, Willie, didn't we say? We're like, everybody
in
the house
think
you would have
done
good in endurance.
I definitely think you could have won that competition. Definitely.
I would have so won that. I would have stayed on that thing. And not only that, but I have little feet, so I think that helps sometimes with that little platform that you're on. And I just have so much fight. The reason Danielle won is because she did it for love. So that's the reason she did it. So I guess when you have that motivation, but I have way more heart, way more fight than that girl.
All right. The major issue on those kind of comps for the small girls, they certainly it's easier to stand up there, but it is that freezing cold water. How would you have fared with that? I mean, you're from a relatively cool part of the country.
I would have been okay with it because I was taking cold showers all week anyways, basically. Like, it's mind over matter. It really is. I would have just blocked it out and stuck it out. I really would have. That's just how much heart I have.
We still have collars holding on the switchboard. Are you guys okay?
Nice and refreshing for a little bit.
Are you guys okay to take a few more collars?
Yeah.
Okay. Our next caller coming up is Miss Dina. How are you tonight, Dina?
What's up, everybody? How are you?
Hey, Dina.
How are you? Hey.
Hey, JoJo. I love you, sweetheart.
Thank you. I've
had the chance to say hi to Willie and Willie right fast. Man, I love fucking Fruit Loops, and I love a cigarette after my Fruit Loops, dude. How about that?
That was great. That was great.
You know, and I think it's pretty cool that Boogie said this last week that he actually missed you being in the house. At least he knew where you effing stood in the house. And, you know,
wait,
I think
about me?
No, actually about Willie.
Oh, okay, yeah, because that's, all right, so was that the rumor? Because I heard somebody told me that he was like, oh, we should have never got rid of JoJo because at least she was loyal and straight up, but I'm sure he saw that with Willie, too, and, you know, with Shane, we were, like, the realest people there.
Exactly. All right, so, JoJo, my question is for you is, after you left the house that evening, how long were you in sequester? Did they tell you that there was even a possibility of you coming back in the house, or did you, I mean, what was that process? And welcome back to reality, by the way.
Thank you. Am I allowed to talk about this? I don't even know if I am.
Not really.
Yeah,
I
wasn't. I don't
think
you're supposed to, JoJo.
Yeah.
And don't talk about, like, the sequester house for like, they obviously know how long you were in for, you know what I mean?
Okay,
yeah,
so
exactly.
I don't want to get you in trouble.
Most
I don't want to get you in trouble with that, but how? I mean, if Janelle does actually leave this Thursday, which I'm kind of hoping at this point, just for the game part of it, I've never been a big Boogie fan, but just to change up the game because it's so monotonous, you know what's getting ready to happen, it seems like, from season to season to season, but what do you feel, what is your true feeling? Are you glad that Janelle will be the first one to make it not even into the jury house after three runs of this show?
Oh, my God, that would be awesome. Oh, I so wish, because she thinks, like, this is her third time around, and she's going to kill it. Obviously, as much as she wanted to deny it to my face, she's obviously the big reason also why I was gone, because even though people did kind of try to say, even after Willie was gone, Janelle kept saying, oh, well, people are associating you with Willie. And I'm like, yeah, but I've gotten away from that. I tried to tone it down. Like, I did try to get to know people a little bit more in the house, the last week. And I also did campaign. And I think I made some valid points with people. But it was all her doing. Like, I don't know what it is. She just has this control over people. And a big part of why I got evicted was because of Janelle, as much as she doesn't want to admit it.
Right. I just felt... You know, I have to say to you, mad props for you even going into the house. That's a whole different ball game right there. But when Willie and Joe had their issue in that house that day, and you actually went up to try to talk to Willie, and Brittany pulled you aside and said,
yes.
No, do not talk to him. I thought that was bullshit. She did not say jack shit to Willie to stop this fight, which, you know, I understand her being small and everything, but as playing the big coach part, she should have stopped. Said something, you know, when she turned you around and said, do not talk to Willie, I thought that was the biggest bullshit move I've seen from Brittany, you know, I just didn't think she would go that far just to completely take you out of the picture.
Yeah, because at that point, all she was thinking was, you know what, he's got to go. As long as I can save JoJo and Shane and still have two players, and I'm good, but...
And I understood that, and I did understand that. That wasn't something that I was blindsided a bit with. I knew after she lost. Look, I think Brittany's angle was she was going to win the coaches challenge, which she would have won, by the way. I'm saying she was killing it. And I think she was going to switch me to Janelle's team for Will. I think that was her agenda. And
she
then
was
once
definitely
that all,
trade you.
Huh?
Yeah.
With that?
Mm-hmm. I definitely think she was going to trade you. Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't know, it might have been to Dan to get to Dan so we could get Dan, so she could get me out and Dan. I don't know. I really don't know her agenda. But, you know, I knew that she was going to do that. I knew that she was going to take them away from me. I knew that it was putting her in a worse situation. I understood her point of view, but it wasn't that really did that for me. Brittany was just a bad coach from day one. She just didn't have... And that's the reason why I hated even calling her my coach, because I wanted to play my own game. And I always told Brittany that. I want to play my own game, Brittany. You're just here. I want to do my own thing.
We felt that way. You, me, and Shane were the only people who truly, truly, like, felt strongly about that. About playing our own game. And I'll be honest, also, too, I don't know if you felt like this, Willie, but the fact that Brittany was our coach, I'll be honest, I didn't have a lot of faith in her. A lot of times when she would talk to me, the reasons I would say, like, yeah, I know, is because a lot of times I really didn't care to listen to her. I was just like, you know what, I'm like, she doesn't really, like, sometimes she thinks she knows what she's talking about, but she doesn't. And I knew if I would have sat back and stayed quiet, either way I was going to go home. I knew they were all gunning for me. So I was like, you know what, at least let me try. At least I know that I try talking to people, because if I would have went home, I would have been like, what if I talk to people? What if I campaign? So,
yeah,
I'm stubborn. I do what I want when I want. But I think that's also another thing. Like, I didn't really have a lot of faith in her and believe in her. Did you feel that way?
No, I felt like I was in there to win $500,000, and I wasn't going to allow a coach to tell me what I needed to do and how I needed to play my game plan. I think that's freaking stupid. I think this whole concept this year is fucking retarded, and I just don't like it. It's just
no,
dumb
I agree,
for you
but
to
I think
tell
I
me, hey, go play a game. Go play a game for $500,000, but you're going to have a person telling you how you need to play the game. No,
who
I don't
came
think
in fourth
so.
Place? Brittany
yeah,
came in fourth place. I don't understand why, as her as a coach, being in there as fourth place, it had to be a numbers thing. I think that if they were going to have all coaches, it should have been all winners, not someone that came in fourth place
third place or tried out three times
yeah.
to be a winner.
It should have been no coaching.
I agree.
Because
I probably would have taken some advice, some pointers, and then do things a little bit my way. But if it was somebody else, like maybe Boogie or Dan, some people who have actually won this game. But with Brittany, I really didn't care to take her advice.
I would have rather Dominique or LaJuan been my coach than Brittany, for real. Because a person like that, no, for
and
real, because I at least
no,
they
no,
would
no,
be
no.
like...
No, really, no, no, we're not laughing at
for everything.
No,
every little thing she cried. And then it's like, we're
yeah.
your players and we're consoling you and trying to make you feel better and we're the ones trying to stay strong for her.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know what? Like I say again, real recognize real. And just like with me and Dom knew from day one that we were going to, you know, we were going to be together. We were going to be like, okay, we're going to do this in the game. We're going to do this because he was real from day one. You just have
mm-hmm.
that attraction to
yeah.
people, and you just know it. And like
yeah.
you and Shane
yeah.
and Willie, you know it. You know
yeah.
it. And like you're
that's
saying,
true.
Even outside of the house, I mean, me and Dom, that's like my little brother. I mean, I talk to him. I mean, that's just my brother. He's my
yeah.
brother.
Aw. No,
aww,
but that's so true.
Mouth.
Cause,
you're
like,
me...
what?
I said, LaJuan, shut your mouth.
Okay, well... Dina, thank you again so much for calling in. We've got another caller waiting. So, babe, do you have any parting words before you go?
Nope. I just thank you so much for taking my call, and welcome back to reality, guys.
All right. Thank you so much. Thank you for calling.
No problem. Have a good night.
All right.
You
too. Good night.
Okay. And we're just about to get through our callers. We've got another one. Big Al, thank you so much for calling the Rad Reality Show. How are you tonight?
Okay, how are you today?
We're great. Do you
yeah.
have a question for
well, I
JoJo?
Just wanted,
hi,
really?
Big Al.
Hi, JoJo. I'm from Staten Island, right where you're
really? Oh,
yep.
what's
I,
up?
I,
so she's
I,
getting
I,
these New Yorkers calling
yeah.
in.
I live in New Brighton. They had a ferry, the Staten Island ferry I live in.
Oh, no doubt. Oh, nice.
Yeah, so I was rooting for you, but they just took you out, you know, and that Brittany was a really... bitch, I didn't like her, you know, the way she treated you.
Yeah.
And
well, thank you.
Yeah.
Staten Island people don't seem to make it that far in this game. They just can't handle us.
Yeah, well, I'm surprised, even though New York, what's the New York girl? She's from the Brooklyn,
Jen.
Whatever. Yeah,
Jen.
Jen is playing real low, if you notice. She's real
yeah.
quiet. She's playing like a sleeper, you know, her, you know, she's real quiet. Now she's starting to talk more, but she was quiet while you were more, you wanted to play a game. But I looked at her, Jen was real quiet, and I'm surprised because she looked like she was a little wild, but she was a little quiet, so I don't know.
I think because she came into it thinking that people were going to think that she's going to be this, like, loud and
yeah.
wild child kind of thing. So I'm sure it was definitely, like, part of her strategy, just, like,
yeah.
lay low, stay quiet,
yeah.
go under the radar because she knows she's going to do horrible in competition.
Yeah. And like I say, Willie there, Willie, I feel what they did to you were wrong. But like I say, I was rooting for you to get back in this game, but I guess they don't want to put you because – I tell you, Willie, you just, in my opinion, you played too fast and too hard, and they don't like aggressive people like you. But
yeah, I don't know if I believe in that too fast and too hard, man. I think, you know, it just depends on.
I know, but
Jesse said it perfect the other day. He said, if one person's playing too fast and too hard to get them out of the game, do you have to play faster and harder to get them out of the game? I mean, it depends on what you think. I thought
yeah.
I was in a bad spot. I thought I had to let them know the coaches were coming back into the game. Obviously,
yeah.
a few of them didn't believe me.
Yeah,
so,
you knew. You hit it off, and that damn Joe, I can't stand Joe. I know you might have got along, you said, with him, but Joe really got me. I don't like Joe. Joe's like a – runs the Janelle every time. I can't stand him. He's like a little bitch, excuse my language.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, anything
oh,
you tell
yeah.
– yeah, and Janelle got Joe control like a little puppet, you know, whatever. You know, and
mm-hmm.
he thinks
– yeah, she's got – And Ashley, she's got control over a few people.
The big thing that made me laugh is when Joe cooked breakfast for Shane. That
yes.
that is really like a bitch that, you know, you're going
to... Yeah. I'm so glad you brought that up. I wanted to mention that. I was going to say, did you guys see that? Like, what
yeah.
a fucking kiss ass.
That,
like,
that,
it's not obvious. Shane was like, he's like, get out of here.
Yeah,
like,
that
come
was
on.
A kiss-ass move of any time I've seen this game through the years.
Yeah.
That's a, I,
oh, yeah, that was a kiss-ass.
Yeah, if you can show me another one, you'd have to show me. But
I mean, Willie would never do something like that ever.
No, that, you know, he thinks that everybody wants a good meal. That's why he's using his little cooking technique. But you know, like I say, I could cook. But if I was in there, but like I say, he's just using it. But I guess I don't like him. Like I say, there's a bunch of ones I don't like. But they'll get their due. And like I say, Frank, even though Frank, he's a Frank, I think Willie would have worked with you. Willie, I think you would have worked with Frank good, I think, because he looked like
a lot of people keep saying that, yeah.
No, the reason is Frank looked like he's an honest guy, you know, and I was surprised. I didn't know his father was Sid Vicious, a wrestler, and that was something new. But like I said, I think, Willie, you would have worked with him because he's honest, and you were right up front. But that Boogie, he just makes me laugh. I can't stand when they go in the diary room and they act like Dr. Will when they used to laugh like little friggin' kids. You know, he's giggling. That bothers
me. Oh, God, they're so stupid.
Yeah, but does that get you that they go in there and he's trying to make they're trying to be like Dr. Will and the same Boogie Chilltown. I can't stand it. I never liked them to, you know, and like I say, Boogie gets, he's been pissed that they've been trying to get him or getting Frank, this and that. But you see, he don't want to play because they – But when he controls the game, he's happy like a pig in shit. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But now he, you know, it just gets me. But like I say, the Staten Island JoJo, sorry you didn't make it. But like I say, maybe you
so
could.
Good. I had fun, you know, and maybe another season.
Yeah, well, like I say, I used to like Janelle, but I don't like Janelle the way she's playing this game this time. But like I say, people have changed. Maybe, you know, but she's going to be back to her this week. So I think, you know, and that Dan gets me. Dan, I don't know why he's wanting to kiss up with Boogie. Can you just tell me why you think Dan is really, really so, you know, wants to get with Boogie? I can't understand it. You know what I'm saying? Because I think Boogie will get rid of Dan 1-2-3. You know, what's your opinion on that?
Is that what's happening right now? Because I haven't really.
Yeah, Dan has been. Dan wants to keep the four coaches together. He's the opposite, but they're like all the newbie guys. You should get the frigging coaches out. Get them out right away. That's what I would have done. Like Willie said, you should have got them out.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't watch Dan's season. I mean, I know he's all about playing a social game. I really have no idea, like, what he's thinking, and I have not really been watching the last few episodes. I'm still trying to catch up with everything.
Yeah, but like I say,
so,
he was really
begging. I've just
seen
a few things. I've heard a few things online. So
yeah. He was begging Boogie to let Frank get out, but Boogie said, no, Frank is my man, and Frank, I trust him real good, and he wouldn't, he won't relent, and that's why now they want to put Janelle up there. So that's why that's what goes there. So I don't know.
They've got a six-team going where Boogie has Frank, Dan has Danielle, and Brittany has Shane, and then they've sort of pulled in Ian as their backup, and so they've got a 16 plus one with Ian, and they're running with that, saying, you know, they're going to take that to the end, and
I have to laugh. Yesterday, I think, was the first time I seen Ian talking a little strategy with Dan in the pool. I don't know if you've seen that.
Yes, I did.
That would be because Ian has been really real quiet, and he has really played like, you know, I call him ADD. I think he's too nervous. I couldn't be in it. Was he like that, you got JoJo? Was he real nervous all the time? He sounded
strange.
Yeah, okay,
yeah. The first week, yes. But Ian does grow on you after a while, and then I think he just became more comfortable being there. I don't think he's just not used to being, you know, around this, you know, this many people, this many good-looking people, too, at the same time. And, like, I think he was, like, intimidated a little bit. But, you know, he's really, really, really smart guy. But even with me, like, the first few days, I went, like, I gave him a hug, and he got, like, he was, like, all freaked out. Like, he was like, oh, like, you know, like, kind of, like, backed away. Like, I'm like, Ian, why are you so
I think you
scared
were too,
of me?
Yeah, you were too intimidated. He probably never was,
I think,
you know,
so. He's just like, Ian's definitely not used to girls like
when
me.
When he kissed Ashley?
Sure.
How about when he kissed Ashley? He, like, I don't know. He must have.
Yeah, I know. I saw that. Because, like, now, like I said, he's getting more comfortable. People are starting to like him more.
But
how about when he kicked himself in the head?
Oh, my gosh.
But I couldn't stand with
the. They don't show that, but that was me. He did it once, and then I kept saying, Ian, do it again. And I'm like, again. I must have said again, like, five or six times. And that's why he kept doing it over and over. Because I'm like, oh, my God, this is the most entertaining thing that's happened all night.
Yeah.
What talent. I mean, that you can kick yourself in the face.
But how about that dog bit? Him dressing up like a dog, I thought that was so degrading. I don't know, like I say, him dressing, he played like a part. They, you know, they, what they did to him, I don't know.
Because they know that he is will do anything for his brother, anything.
Yes.
And you know what? I would have had a blast with that if I was there. I'm kind of pissed that I'm not there for that because I would have been having fun with that.
See, I would have been
having Ian as our pet.
I would have been a pit bull dog, a nasty dog, no little nice dog. He was like a dog. I was wondering, in a different chat rooms, I was saying maybe he wants to hump Ashley's leg. You know the dogs, how they hump your leg?
Oh,
my God.
Well, Ian actually told me, this was a conversation me and Ian had when, you know, he came up to me, he asked me for a cigarette, and I'm like, what, Ian? I'm like, yeah. I'm like, I have to smoke one with you. And then, so I forgot how it came up, but he told me if he got HOH, that he was going to, like, you know, rub one out up there.
Yeah.
And so then I was
he told you that?
You know, yeah, he told me this, yeah. And I didn't realize it, but I guess then, well, I'll get to that. But I was like, really, Ian? I'm like, well, why? I'm like, you know there's cameras everywhere, right? And I'm like, he's like, yeah. He's like, but, you know, I could do it in the bathroom or under the blanket. And then I was like, do you enjoy doing that? And just asking him, like, all these questions. And I'm like, you know, Ian, if you ever need any advice, I'm like, girl advice. I'm like, that's, you know, I'm here for you. And, like, I was, you know, it was kind of part of, like, my game trying to get to know him better, trying to get him to, like, trust me and have, a girl to talk to, I guess. And, like, I wanted him to think, like, I'll help you get Ashley if you need me to. I'll tell you what to do. But supposedly Brittany came up to me the next day and she was like, you make Ian feel very uncomfortable. She's like, you need to stop talking about sex. Like, you're making everyone feel uncomfortable.
God,
and I'm like,
what was she doing?
The one who brought it up to me, I'm like, about what he was going to do. I'm like, he was answering my questions. And then I went and I apologized to Ian. I said, I'm sorry. I'm like, if I made you feel uncomfortable. And he was like, no, not at all. Not at all. I'm like, you know, I'm like, you were the one who brought it up to me. I'm like, I was just trying to help you out and give you some advice, you know, and give you a female's perspective. You know, like, Brittany, like, she's just so negative.
You know what drives me crazy is Will touching his hair continuously. Like,
oh, you mean his millions of extensions?
Yes, rubbing his hair. He's I know he's gay, but I'm just saying he just drives. I'm not against no gay, but he drives how he goes through the hair, rubbing like I never usually. You know, even a woman don't even do as much as he does.
No, they don't.
Yeah, and I'm just asking in the house.
It's all extensions. Like, he has so many extensions up in that head.
I would like them to have a contest if you in the to shave Will's head and that damn goatee that Joe got on his face or something.
Oh, God, that he would bleach.
Yeah,
that's
I don't know.
Horrible.
Like I say, I'd shave that and his Will's hair, give him a nice crew cut. I mean, it just drives me crazy. I got short hair, and I can't stand a man running his hand like the female. Continue.
Yeah, no, because you know what he was doing? He was, the extensions that he has, they're like these like hard bond kind of things. They're like strand by strand. And they go like at the top of your head.
Mm-hmm.
So he would just like kind of play with them. That's what he was doing. He was just playing with all his extensions the whole time.
I've heard people refer to Joe's little thing on his face as his French fry on his chin.
I started saying that a French fry.
Yeah.
I call it a French fry goatee because, it doesn't look good. Shave the damn thing off. Like I say, I don't know why he got it. It doesn't make him, it's not becoming of him. But like I say, that's my opinion, you know. But
Yeah, or don't go bleach the thing, though.
Yeah.
At least leave it the natural color that it is.
Yeah, like I say. And Jen got her hair doing all them tattoos and that purple hair. She's that's why I thought she was more, but she's been playing a very low key. And Ashley, what is she? Ashley looks like she's on oxycodone sometimes.
That's what I said. I don't know if you guys saw.
I think she's.
On the
I think.
But, and I was like, Ashley, you. I'm like, you look like you're on Xanax right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, but I think she's a bright. I think she's a bright young lady. I think she's playing real low, but I think she'll come. Honey, and I'm going to see Ian and her. I think they're going to play the game. I mean, they're quiet, and you know, but don't be surprised they're at the end. Them two. Because Ian's, Ian's
but she's
got to
start winning some things. Like, eventually, you know, the floaters, you'll get far, but you're not going to win.
No, because they're competitively, they're not for Ian. He's supposed to be a bright kid, but I think he's so young right now. He's too immature for the game. You don't know how to handle it.
Yeah,
I think so,
yeah,
too.
This
Big
is
Al.
Definitely a floater season. This is definitely a season where the floaters are going to get really, really far in this game because everybody wants to knock off the competitive people. There's no question.
Yeah, and they knock you off.
Every season.
And then they knocked you off 1, 2, 3, Willie, because you would have been putting hell on them if you got a chance. And like I say, JoJo was a true person. But like I say, they took out, like I say, I thought, Willie, you played too fast, in my opinion, not like you did.
Yeah, no, that's cool. I understand,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, but like I say, and can I just say one thing to Willie? Willie, I was a big fan of your brother. On the things I said, you and your brother should be on Amazing Race. So take that. Try to get on Amazing Race. I'd like to see you.
Hey, man, I don't know if CBS ain't done with us the way we're headaches for CBS. So I don't know if they ain't done with the whole hands family.
But see, Amazing Race, you two guys would do good because you ain't got to worry about voting. It would be on your ability.
Yeah,
definitely.
I think that would be great because it would be on our drive and our will to win rather than somebody else voting us out.
You ain't
got
to be backstabbing this now. You're just going by your competitiveness and your, like I say, used to, in my opinion, show me that you got that. You know, you're bright and intelligent, know how to win. And that game, if you know you watch that game, you know how they play. So I just give a shout out to you two guys. Maybe CBS might wake up. Like I say, you'd be drawing good ratings, in my opinion, because both of you did good in your game, even though you got killed and your brother. You know, like I say, but I think you'd be a good draw for that game show. So like I say,
thanks so much, Big Al.
JoJo, maybe we run on Staten Island Ferry. I'll see you on the Staten Island Ferry one day.
Yeah, I'll see you on the ferry.
Thank you
for calling.
Big Al.
Awesome.
Okay.
We hope you call back and join us again.
I will, okay? And God bless all of you, and take care of yourself.
Thank you, Big Al.
Bye-bye, Joe. Bye-bye, Willie.
I don't want to forget about our surprise guest, Dominic.
Right.
Your phone is wonderful right now, not a bit of background noise. Are you still there?
Yes, we still have Dominic on the line.
I got punished. I had to get muted for a while.
Oh, my God.
Hey, first of all, Willie, don't listen to him. LaJuan told me in life sometimes it's okay to go too hard too fast, okay?
Yeah, I think so. Sometimes it is. It depends on who you're with.
In this season, I think Willie had to play that hard and that fast because he had those coaches in there that were ready to take everyone down.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And, well, you know, it is what it is, man. I'm just glad I got the opportunity. It was fun. You know, I just hated that, that JoJo had to come along, you know, on that dirty ride with me.
Yeah, they got
two
for the price of one, basically. Like, they were loving that.
Well, you know, the show got really, really dull after the both of you left, and I hope you guys realized how just sleepy it got in that house once both of you were gone.
Well, thank you. I'm glad. A lot of the fans did say that, and, you know, coming home, I was talking to my ex-boyfriend, who's, like, my best friend, and he's like, you know you're known for talking a lot about sex and weed, basically. You know what? At least my conversations were interesting, and I'm sure the viewers loved the sex talk and, you know, my stories about skydiving and just, you know what I mean? At least I didn't sit there and talk about fucking geography and be boring. Like, a few of them, like, Danielle, Shane, and Ian. Do you remember that, Willie, when we were in the room playing that stupid geography game up in the HOA room? Willie,
yeah,
do you remember that?
I remember that, and I remember them talking. I would walk around Janelle and Brittany, and they were talking about baby clothes and stuff. I could take about 5 minutes, and I'd have to go somewhere else and start.
That's why, that's why I didn't, like, really talk to people, because they would bore me. I'd be like, all right, I'm going to go to sleep now. You're boring me. Like, that geography game. I'm like, as soon as you sat down, I'm like, I'm not even playing right now. And then Shane said something about how, he's like, he's a downstairs. He's like, JoJo lost. I'm like, I didn't lose because I never participated. I said I'm not playing. This is all you guys. You want to play your geography game, go right ahead. But that's just boring for me.
Oh, no, I was there when they were doing the states. I was there.
Yeah.
I didn't know any of them. I ain't good at geography.
Yeah, as soon as they said that, I was just like, nah, that's all you guys. I'm good on that one.
I should have been with us. It wasn't boring for 1 second.
We were crying over there. I talked at night. And you know what? Let me ask you something, JoJo and Willie. It's how you guys went to sleep early.
I don't know what we were saying, man. We were up all night, every night.
We were
like 6 a.m.
Like 4. Yeah, 4 or 6 in the morning. Y'all got something. Like, y'all slept. Was that something that, I don't know. It's like y'all slept a lot.
No, me and Janelle and Brittany, when I was in HOH, we would stay up to 3 or 4 o'clock every morning.
Okay.
Every morning we would stay up to 3 or 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, we
different.
Started hallucinating.
What was going on and what kind of mood I was in.
I remember that, the hallucinating till 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning.
me and Don was like, are they talking at night? That's the best time to be talking. Are they talking at night time?
Yeah.
Nah. That was the most fun,
yeah.
In the middle of the night.
Did you guys watch Showtime?
Absolutely.
Well, y'all were behind the scenes, though, huh?
I'll be honest with you. Every now and then, I do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I have live feed, Showtime After Dark, all of it.
Yeah.
I've got a couple of things I want to bring up. I told Dominic not to be worried that fans like to hear about what you're doing. Sounds like Dominic, you've got some things that you're doing right now, possible movies, TV shows, something like that. Tell us what is in the works.
Yeah, man. So after the show last time, I moved down to L.A. I was doing some, like, modeling and acting before in the Bay Area, but I moved down here, picked up another agent and stuff. But that's the one thing I'd say to you guys is, like, be careful who you deal with, man, because you're going to get approached by a lot of weird stuff. A lot of crazy crap. That's the one thing, especially JoJo as a girl, man. Like, 2 days after I got out last time, I got approached by someone in the porn industry. Like, I won't say a company, but they were like 75 to 100 grand right now, sign a contract.
I will not be surprised. I will definitely, they're probably going to be coming at me. Oh, so
and
you
what's
that
this person's
day?
Number? Hey, what's this person's number? Their phone number?
Yeah, it was crazy, and it wasn't just one. I mean, it'd be like, you know, people saying they're from this, they're from that, and you just never know. So
I know, exactly. Like, that's just what I'm scared of. Like, everybody that contacts me, even for an interview, I'm just like, is this legit? Or are they just trying to get my number? Is it a crazy thing?
Exactly.
And like, you know, you just never know.
No, you better be careful. But Dominic, what can you tell us about what's in the works for you?
I can't really say much. I'm reading for a couple, like, really cool roles. One TV show, it's supposed to be pretty big. I don't know. It's not on yet. It's the first season. It's nothing reality or anything like that. And a really big movie. So it's not, like, a huge role in the movie, but it's a big movie and a decent role. So it'd be cool if I actually landed and solidify it. So it's fun, man. It's just, you know, ride it while you can. Life's too short. It's just, you kind of got to go for it and take every opportunity you can, you know? But you're definitely not a celebrity when you come off Big Brother. You're just another reality fool. But, you know, you just make the most of it and just kind of do what you want.
That's great advice,
you need to go on
Dominic.
The Bachelor, dude. I always thought you would kind of slip up and go on The Bachelor. I get up with Robin, man. See if she's got some connections to get you on that show, because I think you would do all right on that thing.
Thanks, man. You know what, Sean?
You're pretty cool, man.
Yeah, right, I think you would do good on that, too. I can see it.
Watch out.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Willie.
There's a show.
Willie.
It's called American Ninja Warrior. That's my stuff. I watched it.
I like it.
I'm addicted to that show. It's crazy.
I watched that show, man. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's a cool show.
Yeah, I have watched it. But I watched a few episodes before I actually went in the house, and then I haven't caught up on it yet.
I'm hooked.
Willie, I've got another TV show question for you. It's already brought up about you and Russell on The Amazing Race, but what if you can tell us what is the news about Flipped Off? Will it be on again? And if it is, will you make an appearance?
I don't know what's going on with Flipped Off, man. If they do do another season, I'm under contract with CBS, so it's kind of hard. I would have to find out what they want to do with me. If they're not going to do nothing with me, they need to just let me do my own thing. That's the way I look at it. You know, they don't need to tie me up and just put me in a corner and say just rot there for 2 years, you know. So I'll have to see what I can do. I've been somebody emailed me the other day something, so I really don't know, man. I have a feeling CBS is kind of is on the down with, they're kind of, tired of the whole Hans thing, so I don't really think they would do The Amazing Race. They may surprise me and do it. So
I don't know. I'm not sure. We'll just have to see. I'm going back to work. I'm going back to work, man. And if something happens, something happens.
Hey, Willie, you can get my number, but you can get my number after this, Willie. But if you have any questions, they're really cool with letting you do other stuff. I mean, you gotta get permission and kind of stuff, but they're really cool about it. So they're pretty.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Hey, Dominic.
I didn't
have
anyone though, so I don't know.
I would definitely
Dominic.
Be down.
Dominic,
like, I love reality TV.
Is it okay if we pass, so you, we can pass your phone number along to Willie and JoJo then?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, we'll take care of that. I also wanted to ask JoJo, how bad was it sleeping on that that have-not bed?
Okay, it wasn't that bad. Like, I didn't get any, like, bad back problems or anything like that, or I wasn't that sore. But the annoying part, it's just so awkward. And I'm small, so I guess, you know, it kind of worked out okay for me. But it's so weird. You're just constantly, you don't get, like, a full night's sleep. You're just constantly waking up, like, every few minutes. And then it's so pitch black in that room. So you would be sliding down the bed, and you'd wake up, and you're just like, wait, where am I? Like, am I at the edge of the bed? Am I at the bottom? Well, I wouldn't even call it a bed. I don't even know what to call it. And then you just, like, kind of, like, have to crawl back to the top. It's just so weird. Like, you wake up, like, and you're just like, wait, where am I? You forget where you are for a few seconds. But it was all right. It wasn't bad being a have-not. You know, the little bit of time that I was in the house, the 20 days that I was there, I at least got to, you know, have a little BB experience and be a have-not and host a competition at least. So.
Well, let me say, I don't know what it looked like actually being in there, but on TV, those tunnels really looked real. Did they mess with your mind when you were in there live, or is it just a visual effect for us?
Yeah, not really. I'm glad you said that, because at night, because it's so pitch black in that room, but then with the cameras, I think there's like that night vision light that flashes a little bit. So that kind of looks, it kind of does look creepy. It, like, bugs you out a little bit because, like, you're staring at the walls. And for a little bit, it does look like they're kind of spinning. I'll be honest, like, I don't like the dark. I really don't like pitch black rooms. So if I was in there by myself, I don't, like, I would be a little freaked out. Like, I'm glad at least I had Shane and Ian in there to sleep with. But, yeah, I'm kind of, like, scared of the dark.
Oh. So, Willie, are you extremely disappointed that you didn't get to experience the have-not?
It wouldn't have bothered me, man. I'm kind of like Ian with that, man. I'll sleep on, rocks for 100 days if you're going to give me $500,000. But I didn't want to. Ian would be like, please, please, pick me. I'll be like, I wouldn't have that in the stream about it. But, you know, I know it did suck for, like, Shane and Ashley. I know them two were miserable when they were on it. So, you know,
they actually put padding on it, Willie. I don't know if you saw it. They actually did put padding on it, like, the day after you left.
Yeah, I think they had to, because I think everybody would have been crippled before they got out the house.
Yeah. Well, you know, they put padding, so that made it easier. But even, like, just the swap, like, it is really not bad at all. Like, I don't know, maybe because I'm used to eating, like, somewhat healthy. Like, at times, I used to eat healthy. But it's just bland oatmeal. That's all it is. You throw a little cinnamon, you throw some maple syrup, some honey, and it's really not bad. It's just eating it, you know, consistently.
Right.
Willie, speaking of Ashley's back, it was early on in the feeds for us watching it, but it was kind of scary not knowing what was going on with her that night. Did you guys know what was going on, or were you kind of freaked out when her back was seizing up?
I don't know if I could say this. I don't think I can say this. It was more to do with Advil, and
no,
she just couldn't function because she took some Advil.
But did you? Here's my.
I think we know where you're.
Some Advil, you know.
My question was more along the line. Of if you actually knew what was going on, or did it scare you initially, wondering what was happening to her?
No, see, because I know a lot of people that take Advil, and when they take it, they act the same way.
They take it, they what?
They act the same exact way she did. She just couldn't move. She just wanted to stand there. I said, I got to put you down. She said, no, let's just stay here. I'm like, I can't do this all night. You know, I can't hold you.
No, I did feel really bad for her, though. She couldn't even walk. And it's not like it was 1 or 2 days, right? She was like that for a few days, no?
No, that night that they're talking about, she was out. I mean, she couldn't function.
Oh, see, I didn't know about that. Okay, because she stayed upstairs, right?
Yeah, yeah. She was upstairs, and we tried to walk her downstairs, and That's when she was in the habit, not she ended up having to sleep in HOH with me because we couldn't get her downstairs.
Yeah, sometimes that happens to me when I take too much Advil, you know?
Yeah, so, yeah, I know.
But she always looked like she was like, I'm like, yeah, I'm
she
like,
always looked
you
like she was on a bunch of Advil.
You are stupid, Tom.
I even said it in the feeds, I think. I'm pretty sure. I was like, I'm like, Ashley, I'm like, yeah. I'm like, you look like you smoked something right now.
Look, are you high
with the bedroom eyes?
She got the bedroom eyes all the time, halfway open. She's got big old eyes, too, man. So, I mean, it's just obvious. But, yeah, she's like a 70s girl, man. She's, like, so free and so, you know, love and peace.
Well, didn't she say her parents were hippies? I don't know if that was true, though.
I don't know. I don't know if that's true or not.
Yeah,
rainbows and butterflies.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
And dream boards. Don't forget the dream boards.
Right, the dream boards.
Her dream board works out, she says. It works out when she puts stuff on a dream board. I wish you'd have put on there me winning $500,000 because she said it works out.
I love it. No, she definitely is, you know, her one of a kind. She really is like her own person. You know, you gotta love it.
I love her, too. Willie, talked about
I would be remiss if I didn't ask Dominic about Danny. Have you talked to Danny, and how's she doing?
Who's Danny?
Danielle?
Yes, Danielle.
I love Danielle
Donato.
Donato, I definitely love the Donatos. Mm-hmm.
Danielle, me and Danny are cool. Yeah, we talk.
How's she doing?
She's doing well. She's doing good.
Is she watching... Is she watching this season?
Yeah, she's like a big fan of the show. She's watched every season. So, yeah, for sure she's hooked on the season.
Do you know who she's rooting for?
I don't, actually. That's a good question. You guys should hit her up. Get her on the show.
That's right. We'll have to see if we can do that.
Yeah, LaJuan.
Good.
Yeah. Let me hook my magic.
I miss my girl Michelle. I gotta tell you guys, last time I was with Michelle, me, LaJuan, and Michelle got crazy at some like chicken wing place in the middle of America, and Michelle got like 14 too many and was dancing in the middle of two beds, just absolutely buck wild. I love Michelle. Remember that, LaJuan? She was crazy.
I remember.
Wait, Michelle, who from
Michelle Costa? She's normally the host of this show, but she's in Portugal right now.
Oh, okay.
And
from season 11?
Season
10.
Okay.
And she's buck wild. You guys will know her as the drunk one in the middle of the room screaming.
She's a doll. We all love Michelle. And she is going to be so excited when she comes back and finds out that we had JoJo on the show along with Willie and Dominic all on the line together.
All on the
line. She is going to freak. So, I know she's going to want to have JoJo call back in because she loved you.
Oh, cool.
And she got to talk to Willie before, and I know she'd love to have you call back in again, too. Dominic, you'll probably have to call in, too, because, you know, Michelle's going to want to catch up on all of this. So, we're probably going to have a repeat call when Michelle gets back.
I know. Michelle's going to shoot me a text and be all pissed off. Now, JoJo, I got a really important question. Are you a Yankees fan?
Yes, I am.
Oh, what's up?
Why?
I'm a diehard Yankee fan.
Oh, yeah, of course. If you're from New York, you got to love the Yankees. Yankees and Giants, I don't like Jets and Mets. I don't like losers.
What hockey team do you follow?
Aren't you from Cali?
I'm
Everybody
from Cali,
loves the Yankees, right?
I'm a diehard Yankees. I'm a Cali boy. But Jeter, come on, who doesn't love Jeter? Jeter's the man.
Yeah. I mean, I don't, like, watch a lot of games or anything, but, yeah, definitely, the boyfriends I've had in the past have, I've watched them with them, but right now I'm single, so I'm not really keeping up or watching it, but, of course, always a Yankee fan.
Gotcha. Right on.
Mm-hmm.
And do you follow any hockey, JoJo?
Like I said, usually when I'm dating somebody, it makes it a lot easier. Rangers, I've been to a few Ranger games. I've been to Yankee games. I've been to the Knicks games. I love the Knicks as well. All New York team.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. I hate to sound like a stereotype, but we here, a lot of us are huge Mob Wives fans. Do you watch that reality show?
No, I don't watch Mob Wives. I try getting into it. It's just not my thing. I don't know. I just don't like it, honestly.
Are there any other reality shows that you watch?
The ones that I used to... I'm a big Kardashian fan. Yeah, I love the Kardashians. I will watch. But I miss more of the reality shows. Like, I used to love all the ones on VH1, like the dating ones, The Rock of Love, and I Love New York. Like, I loved all of those, like the Flavor Flav. I think they should bring back more games, like more reality shows like that. They're getting lame, the reality shows now. I like more like shows where they eliminate people every week.
JoJo, what about Toddlers and Tiaras? That's my show.
Wait, which one? wait, what's it called? Wait, what is it?
Toddlers and Tiaras.
You would love that.
Hell yeah. You know that little fat girl, the one Honey Boo Boo Child? She's getting her own show.
Oh, my God. You know what?
She is. Oh, God, no. I could never watch that. I feel so bad for those little girls. No.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, no.
Kill me, Dominic.
That's my guilty pleasure right there.
You haven't even heard anything yet. Please, this is just the beginning with his ass.
That one and Hoarders. You guys ever watch Hoarders?
Oh, my gosh, yes. How crazy is that shit?
Yeah,
I
love
the Pit Boss. Did you ever see that one, the Pit Boss?
I love Pit Boss. Yes, I saw that you did some things with Pit Boss.
Yeah, that's a cool show. I like that one.
Shorty is too cool, man. I love Shorty.
Yeah. I met him, actually. I did work with him at an event. I did a Cigar Fest last year. I saw you talking about that, he was at my booth because we were promoting the new Diesel Shorty cigar, and he was at my booth. And we had such a line. People were, they love him. Yeah, so he's cool. He's definitely
JoJo,
cool.
Speaking of work, when we had the reveal of who the house guests were and people start doing searches,
keep going, sorry.
All right, no. Saw that
I get excited.
You were on a modeling website that Shane was on as well. Is that just a generic website, or did you even know about him beforehand?
I had no idea about Shane, no. Is it called Model Mayhem?
Yes.
Yeah.
Everyone's done that.
Yeah, a lot of people. It's not just... it's just for anybody who, even hairdressers and makeup artists, people in the fashion industry, my friend who's a photographer, he's on there. Also, like anybody basically that wants to, that does anything in the business is on there, basically.
Everybody good looking is on there, duh.
Did I hear you say that you were on that too, Dom?
No, I'm not, actually. I'm not good looking enough. I'm not there yet.
Oh, come on.
No, my sister's even on there, and she's a hairdresser, so even she's on there. It's just another social networking site. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But I didn't know. I didn't know that he was on there. What I thought you were going to say is if I was surprised to find out, which, Willie, I don't know if you had any suspicions about Danielle being a kindergarten teacher. Okay, I knew that was bullshit. I'm like, there is no way this girl's a kindergarten teacher. I'm like, she is way too smart, and she had to make it be known how smart she was. She just had to make it be known. And I'm like, she
was
supposed to be a kindergarten teacher.
My thing with that, with the whole situation, well, what a person did on the outside, I really didn't care. I mean, everybody tried to figure out whatever. Well, I think he is a surgeon. I think he is
right.
I'm like,
dude, I really don't care. I mean, a vote's a vote. Whether you're the smartest person in the world, or you're going to be able to stand on this 2x4 and do this challenge. I mean, it doesn't really matter how.
Yeah, I don't think it matters either. But I was just a little shocked that I didn't think she had that in her, like, to, you know, to lie like that. But at the same time, yeah, I don't know. She definitely thought, oh, if I tell people I'm a nurse, they're going to think I'm a threat. And, you know, I mean, people knew she was smart, but people do look at that and be like, oh, she's a nurse. You know, she's going on 3 degrees. You know, people do look at that kind of stuff in the house.
Yeah, I definitely could see somebody having an angle with it. But with me, I had no angle with it. I mean, you know, Ian's the smartest person in the house, I promise you.
Oh, he's a walking encyclopedia, Ian.
Yeah,
so,
I mean, you know, it really didn't affect my thinking or if I cared a person was a nurse or if Frank's dad was Sid Vicious or Russell was my brother. I mean, it just doesn't really matter. You're in there to play a game, and you're by yourself unless you have an alliance.
So is it true that Joe actually went in and went through Shane's bag to try to find out what type of job he had because nobody believed? It was the other way around. Joe went through Frank's bag.
Frank tried to
find out what kind of job he had because nobody believed that he was unemployed.
Yeah. Was that true, Willie? Like,
Joe was obsessed with learning what Frank did for a living. I mean, he felt his hands and he'd be like, they're so soft.
Yeah, do you remember that when he said that? He's like, those were surgeon's hands.
Yeah, and I'm like, dude. I mean, I'm like, and I was, and he would go up there, and he would, and Janelle and Brittany would egg him on. Go find out more information.
I didn't know that.
And they were just making fun of him because he would say, okay, and he would go downstairs and start digging in his stuff and feeling his hands
gosh.
And smelling them like, oh, you don't smell like an employed person.
What did you think he was going to find? Like his kit or something?
Oh, my God.
Oh, wait, Willie, Joe really did go through Frank's bag.
Where's the bag?
Huh?
So Joe really did go through Frank's bag.
Supposedly he did. I mean, I don't know for sure.
This is what happened.
But, I mean, supposedly he did go through his bag to find out what he was all about.
Okay, because I don't know if I should say this, but somebody would have told him to stop that.
Well, he didn't take nothing.
Hey guys, we're gonna continue because this is really a fun show. But I want to let the listeners on the internet know that in a couple of minutes we're gonna be going into podcasts, and you can listen to the archives for the rest of it. Anyway, I want to know if you guys found out about obvious lie that Joe, well, he told so many lies, but when he said he named I Can't Believe It's Not Butter.
Well, Joe lied about everything. He lied about his whole life. I mean, he would tell you a story, and you could send me, like, I think I even told you all this before. He would sit down at the table, and as he's telling the story, you know he's making it up as he goes along. Just anything in his life, what he did when he was a kid, you know, he flew when he was a kid.
He just had to have the best, try to make up the best stories. Like, shit that
was
in the movie, and you're like, you know that that's not true. Like, that did not happen.
Willie, I did make up one story.
Willie, okay, all right. Willie, were you there when we all said the story about when we lost our virginity?
Yeah, you told me you lied. I was like, I lost when
I
was 10. Everybody else is all embarrassed.
What?
I didn't say 10, but I was like, they said, when you lose your virginity, I said 13, I think, or something like that. They were like, ooh, you lost it. I'm like, who gives a fuck?
No, we just...
And being a female, and everybody already was kind of like looking at me like I was like this, like this party girl. You know what I mean? So I had to lie. I'm like, I can't tell them the real age because then they're all going to be like, oh, my God, could you believe that? You know?
Right.
He was telling some story the other night about picking up a van.
And you would understand. I mean, it was a 2-year difference lie, but, you know, it makes a difference.
Jojo, Cherry wanted to bring something up here. What lie?
He was talking the other night about picking up a van and putting it in front of a gymnasium. And he was talking about literally picking up.
He picked it up himself?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I'm glad
I'm
didn't
sorry.
Mess with him, man.
Are you still talking about Joe?
Yes.
Yes, he was talking about picking up a van and placing it in front of a gymnasium.
Okay.
And they were all laughing about this lie. And everything he told, it was just like, you know, as soon as people broke away from him, they would all go and start laughing about his lies. And
good.
It seems like they just get bigger and bigger as the days go by. You know, his stories get bigger and bigger.
His real life is just so boring that he's just got to go and make up a bunch of, like, you know, fake stories. I made up one fake story, and I had to because I was like, all right, if I tell people the truth about my age, when it was, and how it happened, I'm like, yeah, they're going to be on me for that one. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, I really am fixing to go, and I hate to ruin this because I am having a good time. I have to go and go take care of some business. But I enjoyed every minute of it. Y'all are so fun.
Well, Willie, thank you so much for calling in. It's been a blast. I just want to thank you again for calling in tonight. We've enjoyed every minute of having you. Thank you so much.
Okay, well, I appreciate it. Anytime, I love being with y'all. Y'all are the coolest people. Anytime y'all want me to come back on, y'all just call me. You know my number, so just get up with me. And I'm Dominic, LaJuan, JoJo, everybody. I'll see y'all as soon as I possibly can. As long as it goes with my work schedule, I'm gonna be able to hook up with y'all at certain events and stuff like that. And I'm looking forward to seeing all of y'all.
Take care, Willie.
You have my number.
Bye-bye.
Keep in touch.
All right. See y'all. Talk to y'all later.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Hey, Jerry, maybe you can answer because you've been talking with him. When does Willie go out on his extended work again? Because
I think he's going out in the next few days. I was hoping to get to see him in Kentucky, and they were sort of expecting him there, but it sounds like he's getting ready to go out in the next few days, and he won't be going, but it sounds like Brandon is going to Kentucky. So we won't be able to see Willie, but we will be able to see Brandon Hance.
So I don't know.
For now, I think Brandon is still going. So that's what I've heard
so far. For LaJuan and JoJo and Dominic, I don't know if you realize it, but when he goes out on the ship or the tugboat, he's gone like 3 weeks straight or something?
30 days
home
for 14 days.
Yeah, wow. He said it last time, Paul, yeah.
Yeah. Whew,
that sucks.
Yeah.
JoJo, so there's been a couple mentions about different charity events. Is that something you plan on getting involved in?
Wait, I'm sorry, say that. There's been what?
There's been mention. LaJuan's talked about it. Dominic, they've attended some of these events and charity events with reality stars, Big Brother people, et cetera. Is this something that you're wanting to also get?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I would definitely do that. Oh, without a doubt. I love, like, trying to give back in any way, you know, and volunteer for anything. Like, yeah, I didn't know that they did that. So, yeah,
oh,
anything.
Oh, yeah, that's where the real crazy stuff goes down, JoJo. JoJo, JoJo, JoJo.
Hey, look, JoJo,
this is when we really initiate you, baby.
Okay, yeah, anything I can get involved with, I'm down. Like I, you know, I'm down for anything, and I'm always down for a good time. You guys know that. Come on.
That's where the fun really starts, is when you start going to these events.
Here's a warning, JoJo. Every past male house guest will try to hump you at these events, so just FYI, okay?
That's all right. I can handle them. It's all good.
Dominic, are you throwing
including
the first,
you, Dominic?
Yeah, no, I'm taken. I'm off the market, so yeah, it will not be me.
All right, it's all right. I can handle them. It's all good.
Good. Well, I will give you this, JoJo. I'm a good wingman.
Yeah, I'm sure we're gonna have a good time, LaJuan.
Hey, JoJo, here's a question: are you close with the cast that's come off the show? Because I mean, when our season, when the four of us got off pre-jury. Like, we were super close. We talked, like, you know, all the time. And we're still, like, pretty good friends. Are you close with them or what?
I actually spoke to Kara yesterday. She texted me.
So, but, you know, she's all the way down. I think she's in L.A., I'm pretty sure. I know she's in Cali. Jody, I've spoken to her on Twitter a few times. But, like, I didn't really get to know her for that long. And Willie, I just spoke to the first time today, actually.
Oh, wow.
So, but I've only been back 3 days, really. I've only been back 3 days.
Okay, so you're just...
Yeah, because of, you know...
You remember that? Yeah. You remember those days? Come on down. You remember those days?
Hey. Oh, man.
Yeah,
when I got out, I literally slept for, like, a week straight.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
that's a long pajama jam.
That was a long pajama jam. I was in sequester for a long time too, so I didn't sleep in there. I was partying, having fun. I was chilling.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, you were in sequester, right? Yeah. So that's what happened with me. And basically, I've been home for 3 days. I still have not even unpacked. You know, because you want to see your friends, you want to see your family, and then you want to try to catch up on the episodes, and then. All the stuff online, yeah, I do Google myself. I want to see, like, as much as I could. And then just...
all these crazy radio people are contacting you, wanting you to
come on. Yeah, no, and that's another thing. Yeah, I want to try to get it. You know, I want to try to do as much as I can, you know, as soon as I can, because I just don't want to, like, just fade into the background kind of thing. So,
You won't fade, baby.
Thank you.
But let me ask you something, Dom, to give to JoJo. What advice would you give her? You already gave her some, but what advice would you give her right now as getting off
to
Big Brother?
Wait, I'm sorry?
Dom.
What? What advice would I give JoJo?
Oh,
yeah,
okay, yeah. I would love to hear it, yeah.
Man.
What knowledge would you give her? Let me start it off because you got things. JoJo. Continue to be yourself, boo. Because
I don't change for anybody because
what everybody saw of you and what I saw of you was real. Now that's
mm-hmm.
what I'm gonna gravitate to. Even though I know it was a game, but I've been
mm-hmm.
in your shoes. So I'm just telling you, don't change for nobody.
Oh yeah, thank you.
I
don't know how to be anybody else. Like, I really don't. And that's what was so hard in the house. I thought, like, you know, I'm thinking that I'm playing a game and everything. I couldn't. I just can't. Like, what you see is what you get. Love me or hate me. Like, you know,
right.
I can't hide my identity. I don't know how to.
Well, you know,
right.
I can hide mine. So just be you.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
thank you, always.
You know what's crazy, I say, and I don't know, like, if you've gotten it, because you've been out for 3 days, so I don't know, but it was super weird for me to get approached, like, people coming up to you, and it would happen, it happens every day still, but, like, people coming up, oh, my God, and you're automatically, like, distant, you know what I mean? Because you're not used to that, and especially
yeah.
when if you're with other people, like, if I'm ever with Lawan, forget it, it's crazy, like,
I can imagine. No, it hasn't happened yet, honestly, I haven't. I'm going to go out tonight with my sister. I have a twin sister, which she's kind of keeps coming in and annoying me. And, like, she's like, oh, you're like, she's like, because she wants to go out tonight. But obviously you guys are way more important. She goes, I want to say hi to Willie. And Willie's done. He's gone. But
what's your sister's name, JoJo?
I haven't gotten approached or anything yet because, like I said, yesterday I had a barbecue. I was just home with my family. The day before, I was just at the pool at my girl's house who lives up the block. So I've been laying, like, low-key, just been on the computer a lot and just spending time with friends and family. You know, when you're in that situation and you got a bunch of people that don't like you and this and that, you know, it's nice to come home and be with the people that you know truly love you.
Absolutely.
And adore you and have your back no matter what. So
you need that after being in that house.
Yes,
let's
definitely.
Give a shout-out. JoJo, what's your sister's name? We'll give her a shout-out.
Oh, okay. Yeah, she wanted to say a quick hi, but her name's Francesca. I did give her a few shout-outs on the show. Stylist
yes.
Francesca, she's my hairdresser. She's amazing. My twin, my best friend, my life, my world, my everything.
Well, we appreciate Francesca letting you come on and be here with us tonight.
Good to give you a shout-out, Fran.
That's
fresh. What's up?
Hi,
hey,
Francesca.
Hey, Francesca. Hey, boo.
It's
yeah,
so nice of her to...
just like me.
Aw, that's so sweet.
Hi. Yeah.
Hi, people, whoever
nope.
you are, I don't know who they are. But.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, JoJo, it's been a blast having you on, and I want you to know that I know that it's been crazy for you this last few days.
Yes.
As you move forward, and I know things are going to, you know, slow down a little for you, but if you ever have anything that you're promoting in the future, you are
okay.
always and forever welcome to come back to the Rad Reality Show anytime you want and promote anything that you're doing in the future.
Oh, awesome. Mm-hmm.
You can always come on our show. Michelle has the Manic Monday show on Mondays, and Michael Cowboy Ellis from Season 5 has a show on Fridays. You can always come back to any shows we do here on the Rad Reality Show and join us anytime you choose to promote anything you are doing. You will always have a place to be here on the Rad Reality Show as part of our family. We welcome you back at any time. This is a big family here, and the Big Brother people are always part of our family.
Okay,
so,
awesome. Yeah, no, thank you. Definitely. I had so much fun. Like, you guys are amazing. You guys rock.
Thank you, sweetie.
So, definitely.
Thank you.
I'll
thank
come
you,
back.
Jojo.
Anytime
Jojo.
You guys want to talk, let
me
know. I would be happy to.
Well, Jojo. Thank you so much.
JoJo, can we be Twitter buddies or what? Come on now.
Yeah, I'm surprised you didn't start following me already.
Oh, that's my bad. I'm dropping the ball here. You pulled me under the bus already, JoJo. Okay.
We could even be Facebook friends. How about that?
That's a whole other level. I don't have a Facebook
oh,
right now.
Oh, okay.
My Facebook got hacked about
you
20
too,
times.
Oh, did
okay,
it?
Baby, I will. You know I will. I will.
Yeah, Facebook,
LaJuan
Twitter.
LaJuan will.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
thank you so much, JoJo. Really, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you. I actually have a quick question for the both of you. How do you guys handle all the Twitter and the Facebook? You know, because I'm the type of person, like, I do want to try to, like, interact with as many people as possible, but obviously that's not possible. It's too much to try to read every Twitter thing, every Facebook, every message, and get back to everybody.
Well,
do you agree or no? Or do
For me, this is LaJuan. For me, JoJo,
okay.
I have to admit, before I even went on the show, I was already doing a little radio and television broadcasting. So I've always handled my Twitter and page. Like, you know, I might answer like one question. I just try just be yourself. You can't answer everybody.
My Facebook was like a lot because, you know, I do a lot of promotional events and things like I do a lot of networking a lot. Most of my jobs I've gotten from Facebook, you know, even before Big Brother. So now it's like, oh, my God, now it's like ridiculous because even before it was a little bit too much. Yeah.
What about you, Dominic? What do you have to say to JoJo about that?
All right, so I kind of have, like, a different, like, point of view from it. So I had a really bad experience getting off the show. Once I got off, I was getting hacked. LaJuan can testify. Like, it was every day. Really, really bad. Like,
wow.
To the point where, like, I had someone driving up and down my street, like, bad. Like, and just stalkers,
wow.
Just crazy stuff like that. So
that happened, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
oh,
really.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I had people coming into my brother was working at a place, and I had people coming into there and, like, trying to find me and in front of my parents' house, like, driving up and down the street, stopping me. Like, yeah, it was bad. So, and someone hacked into, like PayPal, eBay, like, multiple accounts and stuff. So I had to be real careful, and you got to be really, really careful. So, for me, what it was is, like, Twitter is great because you could talk to everyone and you could just have fun, and it's just a good time. And then Facebook, I had someone had set me up while I was on the show with a fan page. So people could talk to your fan page. And then your personal page, I didn't really friend request anyone I knew. You know what I mean? I wasn't friends with anyone I don't know in real life. So that's a kind of a nice way to kind of keep it separated. Because otherwise, you're too overwhelmed and you can't talk to anyone. Even if someone, you know, like your aunt or something wants to talk to you, you can't talk to them because
that's
there's just
true.
Too much.
That is very, very true.
So set up a fan page.
Well, my sister actually did make a fan page for, like, a public figure Facebook page. She did make one for me.
Jojo, I think Twitter is, as you probably heard, is fun. You won't be able to answer everybody, but let me tell you, as a fan, the ones that you do answer will forever be your friends.
I've already answered so many, last night's episode, you know. But
try to pick certain ones that you can answer in sort of a generic way and answer many questions with one generic answer.
Yeah, exactly. Or just a quick thank you, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And JoJo, honestly, the fans are super cool. Like, I don't know, my fans are like a lot of 15-year-old girls and stuff, but they're like super cool, you know what I mean? So it's like,
yeah, they are.
It, man.
And I'm going to be honest with you. And the Big Brother fans, baby, they going to ride or die with you. They may talk shit about you and joke with you, but guess what? At the end of the day, boo, they got your back.
I
have to admit that.
Like Dom was saying,
it's some crazy ones. Just to keep it 100. There's some crazy ones.
Yeah.
Okay.
But
please,
I will tell you this. The majority of them, you're going to get love, baby. That's why
I
want to pipe in, JoJo, and say this, that you are going to have the nasty ones out there. Please put it in perspective and look at the thousands of people that do care about you.
Yeah.
And the one or two or three of them that talk nasty, just ignore those idiots.
That's what I've been doing. Yeah, I mean, you can't come into this thinking you're not going to have people who don't like you or hate you. Honestly, like, I've read some negative things, but, you know, even people put, you know, a few of even I've gotten on my Twitter. But I honestly laughed it off. Like, I'm tough. Like, I know who I am. Like, hey, everyone's going to have an opinion. It's all good. You want to hate me, you know? I don't let it get to me. And, yeah, you got to expect it and just ignore it, yeah.
Right.
And then you'll randomly be at, like, California Pizza Kitchen and someone will recognize you, hook you up with some free chocolate cake, and then it's all good.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. If it's free, it's for me. That's what I'm talking about.
I will be at a bar and they give us free shots. What about
that? Yeah, there you go.
Shut up. You get free shots everywhere you go, Lauren. Shut up.
I don't know. Maybe it'll happen tonight. I don't know. Me and my sister are definitely going to go head up and, I don't know, have some sushi and drinks or something.
I bet you get recognized everywhere, JoJo.
That's what I'm saying. I haven't yet because I really have not been out anywhere public. Like, I've been, like I said, enjoying time with my friends and family and staying home. But we'll see.
You have to let us know how it is after you go out tonight.
You got to report back, baby, and let us know.
Yeah, I will let you guys know what's going on. My father did say, he's like, you know, a lot of people out here in Staten Island watch the show. He's like, people that weren't even a fan of the show, he's like, as soon as they heard somebody from Staten Island's on, they start watching.
Yeah. Well, we know you got to go, honey. We know you got to go.
I got to go before my sister flips out on me.
Well, thank you so much. It's been a blast having you, JoJo. You take care, keep in touch, and just enjoy every minute of it, and keep, you know, let us know if there's anything we can do for you. As I said, if you're promoting anything, you've always got a place to come back here at the Rad Reality Show,
and
we've
JoJo,
just enjoyed every minute of tonight.
I'll DM you again if you didn't catch it earlier. I'm Paul from Minnesota, and I will DM you Dominic's phone number because he said it was okay.
Okay, yeah, that's great, yeah.
Give it out digits.
And
JoJo,
too,
what's your,
if that's okay.
We're giving out digits, baby.
JoJo, what's your Twitter handle?
My Twitter name? See, I didn't even really go on Twitter before this. It's JoJo.
I can give it to him.
I know. JoJoBB14.
JoJoBB14, okay.
Yeah.
I'm Dominic Phillips, so.
It's JoJoDial1.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Is that I don't know. That's like my Twitter name or?
JoJoDial1.
Oh, okay. Is that what it is? Oh, yeah. That's right. Okay, I thought I changed it. I don't know.
Black and
on our Twitter game right now.
I know. I'm not good. My friend just taught me how to use it. I'm a Facebook person. Like, I was always into Facebook. But now I'm going to be using Twitter a lot more, obviously.
Go on Twitter. Find me. I'm Dominic Phillip, okay?
Okay. Yeah, I went from 30 followers to, like, well, in like a few days. I'm like, what the hell? I'm like, what is this? What is going on? Like, it's crazy. Like, you know, almost 4,000, which is probably nothing compared to what you guys have, but
it's just starting, JoJo.
Huh? What?
It's just starting. It's just
beginning
for you.
Yeah, exactly.
Just don't post any naked pics like Lawan does, okay?
I'll try not to.
I'm not doing all that.
I'll keep those on the DL.
Right, cool.
Oh my goodness, this has been one of the most fun shows ever.
Really?
I just loved this show.
You guys
are
awesome.
I'm so glad you came on, JoJo.
Oh, thank you for having me. I'm so glad you asked me.
Oh, this has been a blast.
Yeah.
Well, I want you to go out and have a great time tonight, JoJo, and let us know, you know, if how many people recognized you tonight and just how much fun you had, how many free drinks you got, and all of that. Good info.
Definitely. Yeah, I'm definitely going to try to have a good time tonight. I definitely need it. And I just want to say thank you to everybody who's listening to and for everyone's support. Thank you so much. Like, it means so much to me. And Lawan and Dominic, thank you. You guys are awesome. Thank you for the advice and the, you know, the supportive words and, you know, for seeing me for who I am.
We're here for you, baby.
Thank you. You guys are awesome. Thank you.
All right, talk to you guys soon.
Take care, hon.
All right, thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye, hon.
Smooches.
Smooches.
Bye,
Smooches.
LaJuan, LaJuan, how are you going
to top this next week? Oh, I'm
going to top it. Don't worry about it. It
only gets better. Wow, what a show, what a show. Dom, my brother.
What's up?
Thank you so much, boo.
You're welcome.
You know I love you. You know I love you to death, boy. And I
I'm in the worst
soon.
Traffic on the 405 right now. I'm ready to throw something. It's not even funny.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. And I'm lifting toddlers and tiaras. I TiVo'd the gymnastics tonight. I mean, we're trying to get home. Got a crazy night ahead of me.
Missing toddlers and tiaras. Oh, no.
And the gymnastics. Come on now.
That's bad. They need to move that traffic along.
That's what I'm saying. You guys are watching the Olympics. You see that dude with no legs?
I did.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That guy's incredible.
He is, man. I tell you what, he's amazing.
Amazing. Like, honestly, inspiring. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he is.
Oh, yeah. Almost definitely. Yeah.
But anyway, it has been a pleasure, guys. Can we all go out and get some sangria soon?
I wish we could.
Well, brother, with me and you, hey, call me, man. You know what?
Yeah.
Call your brother. Okay?
I'll call you tonight.
Cool. All right. Love you, man.
All right, guys. I'll talk to you soon, okay?
Thank you, Dominic.
Take care, Dom. You're welcome, Pete.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, my.
What
oh
a
my
show.
God.
Michelle
I love
is
you,
going to be so
excited.
You know, we're recording. We went way over our allotted 2 hours.
You guys, Paul, you have to send it to me. This is epic here. This is epic right here.
You got
Willie and JoJo and Dom. Come on. I can't wait till next week. Let me see what tricks I can pull out my sleeve next week for the finale.
Whatever it is, it will be wonderful.
Yes, it will be.
Well, I thank you all. I really do.
Thank you, LaJuan. It's been amazing. And wonderful. And you can call me at 4 o'clock in the morning anytime.
Okay, girl, I'll just call you like you're just my next door neighbor, huh?
That's right, you can call me anytime.
So I'm going to call you this week and we'll see what I can pull out my sleeve.
I can't wait.
Good night, Paul, love you.
Love you too, thanks, LaJuan.
Good night,
Boo. Good night, Boo.
Good night, babe.
All right.
Love you. Okay.
Woo!
Woo. Wow. Okay, I am going to close the show with Ron, who I know has been just smiling down upon this show, so proud. And I'm going to close it off with one that shows him singing a song when he was so happy. Do you have anything left to say? Before we close, I do want to mention that this next Friday for Cowboy Show, the Reality Roundtable, we will be live in Louisville. We will have Chris Daughtry and others joining us. It will be a live show from Louisville, Kentucky, at the Urban Stampede event. Myself and Cowboy will be there. Chris Daughtry and others will be there live with us. And I don't know who all will be joining us. I know Bopper is going to be there. I don't know who all we'll have on the show live with us, but we'll have other guests with us as well. So be there for that at 2 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Central, 11 a.m. Pacific Time.
And even if they don't come on live, Cherry says she might be getting some taped interviews that we can listen to later. Right, Cherry?
That's right. I'm going to have a recorder there interviewing people around the event. So make sure you're there for Friday's show. We will be doing a live show. I just don't know how many of the reality people will have there for the live show to talk to us on air. But we will have some of them, I'm sure. So make sure you're there for that live at the event show for the Urban Stampede in Louisville, Kentucky.
Autism for Children.
Yes, it is sponsored. The charity goes to Autism for Children, and it's going to be a wonderful event. This is their first year, and I can't wait to get there. We're heading out in a few days, and I'm just so excited to get there. So make sure you're there with us for that show. And anything else, Paul? I think we've – I don't know how far
into the podcast
we are, but –
I'm kind of decompressing. You know what I mean?
I know.
It was amazing, and it's almost like a nonstop show that or never-ending show, and it's almost like I don't want it to end, but I know we must, and safe travels, Cherry.
Boy, that was such a fun show. Okay, thank you so much for being here with us. I hope you enjoy this podcast as much as we've had fun doing it. Here's Ron to close us out. Take care, everyone. God bless. Be kind to one another. Here's Ron.
Tonight was a great show, and thank you guys for coming. And I'm going to quit off the show with a song and something that is truly... I say thank you to y'all. My song ain't working. Say thank you for coming to the show. You are so great, and I love you all. We thank you. We thank you for coming to the show. And we... Okay, fuck. I couldn't get the switchboard to work. Talk to you guys later.
I love hearing him laugh. I just love it.
Yep.
Good night, Paul. Take care.
Good night,
Sherry. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
All right.
Good night, everyone. God bless.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Step into the world of power, loyalty,
and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.